98.9 Sports presents high school football.
Scoreless with 9 minutes to go. Kennesaw fumbling the ball away. Shelton trying to take advantage. Fake the toss. Throw it into the end zone. Got a man, Taren Hawks, and he has caught it. Touchdown.
Tonight, the Class D2 playoffs continue in Bertrand as the unbeaten Vikings welcome in the Shelton Bulldogs. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
First 15, Kennesaw 35. Nick High back to pass, trying to set up the screen. Underneath is Tyler Dahlgren on the slant, complete. 2015, 10-5 touchdown. Everything Bertrand does is golden.
Bertrand proved that they are for real, scoring 82 points against state-rated Kennesaw last week. Shelton's only loss came against Kennesaw earlier in the season. A trip to the state semifinals is on the line tonight. It's the Bulldogs and Vikings coming up next. But first, to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Bertrand with Craig Eckert and Jeff Babel right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening from a beautiful night in Bertrand, Nebraska. We're in the quarterfinals. It's Class D2, and we ought to have a good one tonight between Shelton and Bertrand. The Vikings are the home team tonight. The Shelton Bulldogs are the visiting team. Next week, whoever wins this game will play Giltner. And if Shelton prevails tonight, the game will be at Shelton. If Bertrand prevails tonight, it's going to be a road trip for the Vikings over to Hornet territory. The Hornets won 66-22 today over Medicine Valley. And made quick work of that. I think they were out front 22-0 in the first couple of minutes, couple of possessions. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We've got coaches' interviews with both Brent Streeter from Bertrand and Mike Lowe of the Bulldogs. He's in his third year, and his goal going in was just to get to the playoffs. He's done it. Now his goal is to get to play to artificial turf at Memorial Stadium, as you'll hear in the pregame interview. So we'll take a break. Back with the coaches right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Denham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Denham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Denham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Denham's.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. New home of Brooke, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, getting ready for the state quarterfinals as Shelton hits the road to take on Bertrand, and Shelton head football coach Mike Lowe joins us. And coach, congratulations on getting a couple of wins so far in the playoffs. Kind of each year we're seeing another step. And as we've said with some of the coaches, I said that just shows that 3-4 years ago you thought maybe you could get to this point, and now you're starting to see some of that payoff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 3 years ago when my first year here, our goal was to make the playoffs, and we got there, and we kind of got rolled in the playoffs to win a playoff game, and we did that. And then this year was, our team goal at the beginning of the year was see if we can play one game on an artificial surface, and it seemed like a long ways away, and now it's two wins away. So our kids are starting to realize that it could be a possibility.
Well, let's talk about maybe how shocked you and your kids are to not get a rematch with Kennesaw. That was a lot of talk when the brackets came out. Everybody knew Bertrand was a wild card, but they were really untested during the regular season. How surprised are you that you're going to be playing Bertrand on the road instead of getting to play at home against Kennesaw?
We're a little surprised, but to Bertrand's credit, I mean, it's hard to be 9-0 and be the underdog and now 10-0. So, you know, they haven't been beaten. I don't think they've had a game within, I think 25 was the mark of their closest game. And when you go out there and you beat a team by 40 who beat us two or three weeks ago, I think that's kind of a statement. And that really opened our kids' eyes up. And we're definitely not overlooking them. And they're a very good football team.
Shelton head football coach Mike Lowe joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. From a mental standpoint, Mike, what do you have to overcome more with the kids? A, that Shelton hasn't been this far since back in the 80s as far as the playoff, or B, that score, that 82 points that Bertrand put up on a team that they know is good?
I think it's probably B. That 84 points is just outstanding. I mean, nobody's came anywhere close to that. And really, you know, without me sitting here looking at a page, I think that's Bertrand's top point output of the season.
Yeah.
Or it's real close anyway. So I think that's just the biggest kind of eye-opener right there for us to get over. I think our kids are confident on offense as far as that goes. But I said when we kind of match up well with Kennesaw, and Kennesaw just had no answer for them, that really opens our kids' eyes and know that we have to play really well to be able to stop them.
Mike, is there any talk around the community? Because back in the day, and we're talking early 90s, I suppose we're already to that point where maybe some of the kids' dads or uncles were playing on teams that had their high school careers ended by Bertrand. Is there any of that kind of talk going on?
Well, I haven't heard a lot about that. you know, that is, you know, early 90s teams were definitely the last kind of really good teams, really, you know, what you might even call a great team around here. And hopefully it's at least making some people think about back then the success we're having, and we just hope it doesn't end the same way for us.
All right, take me, the last time obviously we saw you was against Kennesaw. How has your team improved since that point?
I think the confidence just kind of keeps building for us. That Kennesaw game, even though, you know, they were the better team that night, we feel like we had a lot of missed opportunities. We dropped a couple touchdown passes, and our team's improved in that we know we can go into a four-quarter game and hang with people or you know, anybody in the state. And, you know, as long as we do what we need to do, you know, I think our kids have the confidence that nobody can stop us.
We're talking with the head football coach of the Shelton Bulldogs, Mike Lowe. All right, give me your actual scouting report now on Bertrand. We know that it's been the Dahlgren boys, and Ryan is coming off that huge game last week. As far as all the games that you have scouted and seen from them, what are you seeing as consistent besides the running game?
It's tough to say a consistent thing, but they don't leave anything in their playbook is what we've kind of seen. We've seen double reverse passes and halfback passes and hook and ladders. You know, I don't know too many teams that, you know, in the three films we've watched, we've seen three hook and ladders. So, you know, we've got to be prepared for everything, and they've got the athletes to do it. You know, the thing that might help us out a little bit up front, I don't think they're necessarily giants up there, and we might have a little bit of a size advantage, but that they have the athletes on the outside to do anything they want with the ball.
Luke Glenn, obviously, we could talk about Tyler Schnitzler against Bertrand last week. Now Luke Glenn is having an outstanding year again for you guys, but he hasn't had to play all four quarters every week. How can that affect your team, and what do you do differently when Luke needs a little breather?
You know, he does need a breather every once in a while, and we have capable backs to put in there. We have a senior running back who kind of plays every position on the field, defense, offense, no matter what, Dave Mueller, and we can just kind of plug and play. It makes it nice to have interchangeable parts. Now, Luke's definitely, you know, he's not replaceable by any means, but when he needs a break, we're confident with the other guys we can put in there.
All right, how do you slow down Bertrand? What do you do? What have you seen? Who are the guys that have to step up and make the tackles? It sounds like it's just a basic, you've got to find a way to make the tackle because they get 5 yards, it could be 50 or 55.
Yeah, it comes down to our linebacker play. It's Dave Mueller, Luke Glenn, Taron Hawks. It's those guys in our defensive backfield that have to absolutely be the last line of defense. Right now, you know, at our tackle stats, it's nice to see, but I don't know if it'll be that way this week. Our two D tackles are two of our three leading tacklers. That means we're getting the job done up front, but I don't know when they pitch it outside if our D tackles are going to be able to make all those plays. So it's going to come down to that linebacker play and making open field tackles, and it's easier said than done for our linebackers.
Mike, finally, do you think, does it look to you like this would again be a high-scoring football game?
Well, I hope it's not 84-point high, but it could be. You know, I don't think Bertrand went into that one last week thinking, you know, it was going to be 84 to something either. So we have to limit their possessions a little bit. Either team, what we saw in film, had to drive the ball. It was one-play scores. It was, you know, three-play drives, things like that. So I think if we, you know, first downs are really going to help us. If we can march down the field and get first downs, and keep the ball out of their hands as much as possible is kind of what our game plan is for this week.
All right, Mike, hey, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on making it this far. Let's see if Shelton can take it to one more step. Best of luck.
All right, thank you very much.
That's the head football coach of the Shelton Bulldogs, Mike Lowe. We'll be back and talk with Bertrand's Brent Streeter as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues right after this on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we get ready for Bertrand Shelton. And Bertrand is back home tonight. Head coach Brent Streeter joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And, Coach, I guess now we can chuckle a little bit. Last week, all the talk was, does Bertrand belong? They haven't been tested. Well, I think those questions got answered.
Yeah, you know, our kids came out and rose to the occasion. Really proud of how they early in the game, like I said, neither defense played tremendously well as far as tackling, and but our kids had to answer early as Kennesaw, I think, took the first three drives down and scored, and we answered each one of them. So I was pretty proud of our kids for doing that, staying resilient, and then they sure got rolling there and executing on all cylinders for sure.
What was the most surprising thing to come out of all of this? Again, it gets inflated because you just wore Kennesaw down and put up the points there in the fourth quarter. But, I mean, this is a 46-45 game in the second half. What was most surprising about the way you guys executed?
Well, I think some of the sets that we ran, you know, this year we've had these things in the past. And, of course, I've coached at least senior class for even through junior high. So some of that stuff was even getting pulled out. But throughout the season we really haven't had to, you know, we didn't really – feel a need to use it, and so pulling out in the playoffs just to show a little bit different and offset some of their athletic ability and size, we, our kids, were able just to absorb that football knowledge and savvy and then execute, whether it be spread or a bunch set or unbalanced, and just be able to transform our base plays into different formations. I was really happy with that.
Did you guys, I mean, we can look at it one way in the press box and on the sidelines, but as you go back and look at the tape and kind of recall what you were doing, was it basically just the same four or five plays and your linemen made the blocks and the kids ran, or did you actually do a little tweaking throughout the game?
No, you know what, it's pretty much the same plays, a little bit of different look out of the deal, but we pretty much scored our base plays. We scored on toss, scored on counter, scored on option give. So, you know what? We just had some kids that we wanted to get in the ball game. We got that freshman Terrell Younger that has tremendous ability. So we wanted to get show him on the field and utilize some of his speed and make him accountable. And so with doing that, I think it helped maybe neutralize their defense a little bit as far as them reacting the way they probably wanted to.
We're chatting with Bertrand head football coach Brent Streeter here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. You came out, we expect this to be run, run, run. You come out the first offensive play, and you mentioned Terrell, you just do a little swing pass out to him. It's good for a first down. How much did that calm your football team down, just that one play?
Just getting that's huge, you know. They just took it down and scored first 20 seconds of the game. So throwing that out there, getting a first down, getting our quarterback off to a good and fairly easy start was huge. And Terrell, you know, you get him on the edge with somebody, he's got the potential to take that the distance any time. So like I said, I think with some of the things we showed, maybe had him guessing a little bit, and then we figured we probably had a little bit of more speed in our skilled positions. So, like I said, they like to run quite a bit of man and trust in their defense, and we were able to get a couple good throws on them later on. So it was a good performance. Don't know if we can repeat it, but hopefully gave us some confidence anyway.
Well, Brent, I'm sure even the coaching staff, you have confidence, but even you guys wanted to know how good this football team was. At what point, because you were waiting all season, so it came down to last week, at what point did you know, hey, we're going to be okay and we're competing in this game?
Yeah, during that game, offensively, we were super scared defensively because we just were looking at each other. We thought we had a heck of a lot better plan than apparently what we did. That quarterback's the real deal. I think we had a lot of bodies really trying to get to the ball, and they were flying around. We just couldn't quite get into the ground, and he was getting some chunks on us. So that was scary. Offensively, you know, I don't know if we were ever too concerned about scoring, even throughout the year. We knew we could score. We better be able to score. We got some really good athletes on that side of the ball. But, defensively, I think, is where we were the most concerned and got into a track meet and ended up going into our favor.
We're talking with Brent Streeter, the head football coach of the undefeated Bertrand Vikings. And one thing that we can't overlook is what really put the final nail in the coffin last week is you guys, whether it was a penalty or whether it was just a misstep or a good defensive play by Kennesaw, three straight drives, third and 16, third and 19, third and 25. Not only do you complete passes for first downs, but they all go for touchdowns. And that has something to say about Nick High. You said you didn't have to throw the ball much this year, but when you had to last week or when you elected to, that went well as well.
Oh, it went great. Like I said, we've had those things in, and we've practiced those week to week, so it wasn't like we came up with some magic plan. That's been part of our system. Nick High does have a really good arm. He's a good athlete. He knows football. And like I said, I think we got to give a lot of credit to our players. They're pretty football smart. And when you coach kids that watch a lot of football on TV and live it, it's really easy to make adjustments during practice week. So, yeah, he did an excellent job. And those plays, they ran, they've executed the last 2-3 years, some of them. And so we knew we could run the play. Did we know he was going to score on every one of them? No, of course not. But it was nice to see it. It was a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, we know this is the final home game. No matter what happens, the semifinal would be on the road, but you've got to get by Shelton, who has been a good football team, and obviously Luke Glenn is the guy you got to stop. What are you seeing in Shelton?
Well, we see a lot of Luke Glenn. They got a couple big linemen up front that, you know, he can get right in behind, and you don't see him that much. And, well, I tell you, this kid can cut. If he steps downhill and cuts back on you, he's going to be tough to catch. He's good in the return game as well. Then we know he even plays good defense. So he's a good player. I was also pretty impressed with a few other their players. The quarterback, I thought, looks pretty salty. Has a good arm and likes to duck that thing up in the middle, run some draw plays, a couple bootlegs. So, again, it's going to be one of those nights where we have to play assignment football, stay resilient, look for the opportunities on a turnover or special team play, and hopefully swing it in our favor. I'm glad we're home this week.
Anything else? Because my feeling is we're not going to see this shootout, and we may very well do that. But when Shelton has had to step up, they have been able to play defense against the better teams that they have faced. Do you expect this to be a little more of a defensive contest?
I hope so. I mean, I hope we play better defense. I think you hit it on the nose. We've talked about that as a coaching staff. You watch the film, and we went back and watched those guys play Kennesaw, too, and they held Kennesaw 25 points, where we gave up 40 and a half to them. So they do have that ability. That shows what they have for athletes anyway when you try to go common opponents. And they put a lot of points on the board this year themselves. So I don't want to be another track meet, but if we have to, I hope we're able to step up to that again.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate the time. Congratulations on this great run by your kids. They're just taking another step, it seems like, every single season. And we'll see if we can chat again next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Doug.
Take care. And, you know, as a lot of people know, you still have junior high girls basketball practice you got to take care of.
That's right. We'll get that rolling, too.
He's busy at everything, not only football, but taking care of everything at Bertrand. He's the head coach, and that is Brent Streeter. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel live from Bertrand. Quarterfinal football action about to commence here. Shelton and Bertrand. Bertrand won the coin toss. They have elected to defer until the second half. The teams are actually still out doing their pregame warm-ups, and we still have a few minutes before we're going to get a kickoff. Let's get caught up on some scores here. Boone Central is leading Gothenburg 38-20, and Giltner has demolished Medicine Valley 66-22. They will play the winner of this game either at Shelton or at home, will the Hornets. The Pierce Ball Club is tied with Wahoo 7-7 in the second quarter. Sutton, surprisingly, maybe, 24-zip over Hershey. I guess I'm going to say surprisingly because we saw Hershey with an outstanding ball game effort against Blue Hill last week, eliminating the Bobcats. And they travel to Sutton, and bam, they hit a brick wall there, 24-0. Humphrey St. Francis leading Sterling 22-0. I think that's about the same score that Giltner had coming into their 66-22 win. Let's see, what else am I missing here? It is Lindsay Holy Family trailing
Fall City Sacred Heart
35-18. If you want to get updates right to your mobile phone, don't forget text Platte River Preps, Platte River Preps, all one word, to 90210. Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight for the two ball clubs that are coming in here with impressive records, but not necessarily impressive opponents during the year. Why do I say that? Well, because if you put the common scores together in the regular season, these two teams outscore their respective opponents by about 400-and-something to 100-and-something. In other words, a 360-plus point deficit between their opponent scores and their victorious scores. And so that leads one to question whether or not you can really look at the records and say these two teams will or won't be involved in a shootout here or a defensive battle. You just don't know at this point. All right, let's take a look at the 5 Points Bank starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the Better Bank, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. First of all, for the visiting Bulldogs of Shelton, Clayton Stopcott is the quarterback. He is a senior. Taryn Hawks, the tight end, is a junior. David Jimenez is the running back, and he is a junior. David Mueller, running back, he is a senior. Luke Glenn, he's the guy that accumulates about 170 total yards in the first half of most of the games, and he really doesn't play much in the second half. 170 total yards the first half, why would you? And he is a senior. Zach Oliver on the line, a junior. Grant Wilkinson, a senior on the line. And Nate Muehlbach, the other lineman, is a junior for the Shelton Bulldogs. They'll start same people both ways. Nick High quarterbacks the Bertrand Vikings for Brent Streeter, their head coach. Nick High is a senior. Robert Edgren is the tight end and junior. Ryan Dahlgren is the I-back, and he is a senior. Tyler Dahlgren is the fullback. He is likewise a senior. And so you'll hear a lot of Dahlgrens being called tonight. We'll try to keep that straight as to which one it is. One the fullback, one the I-back. Austin Ackerman is the guard, and he is a senior. Edgar Estrada, guard, a junior. Mike Fitzgerald plays tight end. He is a senior, and Dustin Langenberg is on the line tackle, and he is a junior. And that's your starting lineup, brought to you courtesy of Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. And all of our high school playoff coverage, some 35-plus games, including all of the state championship games, are brought to you here on your family of Platte River radio stations by Hastings Ford Lincoln, the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white, whether it's the everyday low, plain, and simple pricing, non-commissioned sales staff, free auto check history report, 5-day money-back guarantee, or a 30-day exchange on select units. You'll see why everyone's been talking about the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln on North Highway 281 in Hastings. Also by T&L Irrigation. Eliminate the hassles of electric and pivot irrigation with the proven technology of hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems. Get continuous movement technology that you know and trust. Improve crop production and decades of dependability with T&L irrigation systems, proven technology that works, and it's easier on you for a lifetime. Under the lights here at Bertrand, and again, it is going to be the Vikings deferring, and they'll be receiving the opening kickoff. Jeff, your thoughts on this one?
Well, Craig, I mean, this is a matchup where the records would indicate that this is a good game, and any game in the quarterfinals is going to be a good game. The way I put in my pregame notes I was working on Sunday night is that all games seem to be about as juicy as a big sirloin steak. And, you know, every kid dreams, if you're from Nebraska, you want to go to the hollow turf that is Memorial Stadium. And you're only two wins away from getting there, 3 wins away from getting that ultimate prize, and that is the D2 state championship game. Like you said, we got a couple of Dahlgrens going there for Bertrand, and looks like Luke Glenn will be the workhorse for Shelton. So it's going to be, we've seen Bertrand put up points, we've seen Shelton put up points. So it's what I want to know, and I asked you on the way over here, is this going to be more of a track meet where we'll see those high scoring D2 games, or we're going to have more of a football game where strategy comes into play, and we'll see a good game deep into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and then again, you look at common opponents, and sometimes that is not a telling thing either. All I can tell you right now coming in here is Bertrand destroyed Kennesaw 82-45 last week, and Shelton beat Spalding Academy 42-17. And if Bertrand can be slowed down by Shelton's defense, which apparently they can play a little bit of defense when called upon to, we might have a competitive ball game here. We'll see. Like I said, it's D2, it's 8-man. You just really never know. The teams are being introduced here. The Vikings are doing their last midfield huddle. They break that huddle, and we're going to take a break here. And we'll be back with the kickoff as Bertrand receives from, or excuse me, as Bertrand kicks off to Shelton right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
All right, we are ready to go here under the lights at Bertrand. Bertrand won the coin toss. They will defer to the second half and be kicking to the Shelton Bulldogs for the first time tonight. It's quarterfinal playoff time. An amazingly fast sports season, as always, is the Nebraska High School. Maybe it's the contrast in daylight to daylight savings time from the 100-degree temperatures in the week zero to can't complain about the temperatures here, but certainly not 100 degrees, about half of that, if that. But it's a beautiful night for football. The fans, comfortable, and a nice turnout on both sides of the field here tonight. Shelton is decked out in their silver and white with blue numerals. They are, of course, the visiting team. And they're about ready to receive it here. Teeing the ball up for Bertrand is Anthony Warta. He is a senior running back by trade and a kicker by avocation here. On the 80-yard field, they line it up at the 30-yard line, and back to do the return is Jimenez and Luke Glenn. Glenn will take it inside the 5, over-the-shoulder catch back to the 10. Scoots upfield, turns the corner at the 10, 15, out to the 20-yard line. Luke Glenn is wrestled out of bounds. And it'll be first and 10 for Shelton. Dylan Gedenst.
There by Glenn, you can see his shiftiness. He's kind of breaking down his feet, you know, trying to make another guy miss. Drove him to the sideline, but you can see if we're going to see Glenn, he's going to be what you would say, what stirs the drink for Shelton.
Well, the straw is at the eye back position. And the up man, fullback, is going to lead block as he takes the pitch and cuts back for about 2 or 3 yards. But nice salty defense there by Bertrand, who's coming in for the tackle on that. Is Austin Ackerman, senior, out of the defensive line. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go, so not much of a carry there for Glenn on the first play of the scrimmage.
Yep, pitch right, just didn't find a hole there, and good job by Bertrand.
Glenn in the I-backs position again. Everybody else is in tight now, some movement on the line, and we've got an offside on the Bertrand defense. So that's going to give Shelton a 5-yard break and bring up second down. And instead of 9, second down and a short 5, long 4 yards to go. First penalty of the ball game on the second play of the game.
Yep, went with the hard kick, pulled the right defensive tackle.
This could be a track meet. It could be a defensive battle. Too early to tell. Right now they're just kind of shaking the cobwebs off. Hand off again goes to Glenn. He's going to get stuck right in the backfield at about the 25-yard line. And so Glenn, Luke Glenn is minus, well, about even now. He had 1 yard positive and 1 yard negative. He usually accounts for about 170 total yards in the first half of the games. He didn't play much in the second half.
Playing Bertrand.
Third down and 5 coming. Pitch Glenn, left side, cuts it upfield. First down. He's tackled over there by Jared Denny of Bertrand. And it'll be a new set of downs for Shelton.
Yep, pitch left, gained about 7 yards there. Moved the chains. It's a good first or good third down conversion, excuse me. There by Glenn, kind of wanted to get his feet going there, get the cobwebs out like you had said.
Opening series of the ball game. They fake it to Glenn this time. Quarterback keeps it left side. Got a first down as he spins down to about the 35-yard line. Clayton Stopcott. when you set that one up with handoffs to Glenn consecutively, they faked it to him, and he took it around the left side, got another first down.
Well, that fake was perfect. It fooled everybody. Everybody came towards the near side here towards us, and stop caught. He just basically went on a sprint right for that first down marker. Got it easily.
No score. First period of play, first series. Shelton has the ball, and they've got it at the 35-yard line of Bertrand. They hand it off again to Glenn, and he'll crash forward for about 4 or 5 yards. But they use him like that, no wonder he's beat by the second half. Holy smokes.
Yeah,
and he's touched the ball virtually every play, say one.
Yep, and it beats you up, but sometimes, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you got to put the team on your back and say, hey, it's quarterfinal time, let's do this.
Second down coming. Short 7, long 6 yards to go. Offset eye. And bearing through there, Bertrand forces a fumble. Falling on it is Austin Ackerman. Let's see who actually caused the fumble. I think was Dustin Langenberg coming in from the defensive line position. He shot through there and broke up that attempted option play. It was coming to the near side, but it didn't get anywhere near the head of steam it needed. Knocked the ball out. First turnover of the ball game is a fumble forced by Bertrand.
Great job. Hit him right in the backfield. Caused the ball to come loose. Nice job. He's falling on the ball, too, not just trying to scoop and score it.
9:18 to go. First period of play. Fake the pass. Hand off to the tailback that time. That's Ryan Dahlgren. Nick High, supposedly the real deal at quarterback. I've heard good things about him, both running and passing. He can put it up and put some air under it when he needs to.
Yeah, looking at his numbers, he can beat you with both his arm and his leg, and that's something that might come in handy.
He comes up under center now. The Dahlgrens are in an offset eye. Calls out the signals. Handoff goes to the tailback. They put the ball on the ground. Bad exchange. And Shelton has the ball back at the 32-yard line. So back-to-back fumbles here. And both mix-ups in the backfield with the aggressive defense contributing to the turnover. So that's 2 turnovers, 2 possessions, and we're only 8:45 to go in the first period on this one.
You know, trouble on there. The snap was good, just the handoff was a terrible handoff there, and fumble the ball, and nice job.
Shelton picks up about 4 positive yards on the 2 exchanges. They're sitting at the 31-yard line now of Bertrand. Handoff goes to, you guessed it, and the eye back by the name of Luke Glenn gets it for about the 7th time here, if you count the kickoff. Second down coming, and 6 yards to go. The ball is spotted at about the 33-yard line. Excuse me, 28-yard line. Eye formation again. Pitch, left side. Glenn's got it, and he'll get close to a first down to about the 21-yard line.
Yep, looks like they're. Yep, they gave it to him right there. Another gain of 5 there for Glenn. You know, he's the kind of guy that's so tough to bring down. He'll just absorb your hits and keep his legs turning and get those extra yards.
The offenses have stopped themselves on 2 consecutive drives here. Now this is actually the 3rd drive of this ball game, the 2nd one by Shelton. They caught the ball up and then got the ball back. And here they are with the 1st and 10 at the 20-yard line. I formation, they pitch it to Glenn. Stutter step goes right side, then left side, and down the sideline to about the 15-yard line. We'll see where he stepped out of bounds. Maybe they're going to spot the ball at about the 12. It'll be a 9-yard gain. 2nd down and 1 coming.
Yeah, they're feeding Glenn the ball. If they're 8 plays, 7 of them have been to him. He's got 30 yards already here early in the first quarter.
They break the huddle. Shelton comes to the line of scrimmage. The ball is spotted just outside the 10-yard line. 2nd down. They fake it to the fullback. The quarterback, Stopcott's going to keep it, and he weaves his way down inside the 5-yard line. Clayton Stopcott is a senior, and he and Glenn have been the only ones who touched the ball from scrimmage. They tried to get it to the fullback on an option play earlier, and Bertrand shot through, forced a fumble. Then Bertrand fumbled, and now we're back with Shelton, this time 1st and goal inside the 5-yard line. Stopcott is under center. Glenn dots the eye. Handoff goes to Glenn. He scoots in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Shelton. And the Bulldogs draw first blood. 5-yard run by Glenn, who basically got 25 of the 35 yards on that drive. Now here comes the two-point attempt. This time they spread. Wideouts both ways. They've got double slot people to the left now. Man comes in motion. That's Glenn. Option to Glenn. Almost mishandles the ball. Has to scoot around, and he'll get called caught for a loss. Two-point conversion is no good for Shelton. Back in a minute with the kickoff with your score, Shelton 6 and Bertrand nothing on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Shelton ready to tee it up, out 6-0. Kickoff is down inside the 5-yard line. Coming back the other way is Edgren. Edgren comes to the near side, out to the 20, tight ropes to the 21-yard line. Nice return there by Edgren for Bertrand, and the Vikings will come to their second series of this ball game. First one was fumbled away after they had taken a fumble away from Shelton. Shelton capitalized on the second turnover, and they're up 6-0 here in this quarterfinal game.
Both teams, they seem to have a lot of speed on their teams, and that's going to be interesting to see how this is going to wear out in the later part of the games. Both teams are going to have enough energy.
Dahlgren and Dahlgren in the offset eye. Handoff goes to the tailback, and he'll get stood up right at the line of scrimmage, and I'm impressed so far with the Viking defense.
Oh, yeah, I mean, good pressure. I mean, they'll hit you in the backfield, and before you even get to your hole even opens up, they'll just rip right through that offensive line.
Loss of a yard there. Second down coming, 11 yards to go. Danielle comes into the ball game as a messenger. Sets up a tight end on the left side. I formation, the offset high. They fake it to the I back, rolling and firing downfield, complete for about a 5-yard gain going out of bounds. Nick High on a completion to Tyler Dahlgren coming out of the fullback spot, and it'll be third down and 6 yards to go.
You know, nice little short route, trying to get some positive yards. They haven't got much on going on the ground, so why not try to open up a short out route, get Dahlgren in space. Got a nice gain there, sets up third and manageable here, but third and third and long.
Fitzgerald comes back into the ball game now. He was the starting tight end. He's alternating with the nail. Now they go with a wing right side, single setback. Under center is High. Nick High back to pass. Has some time. Now he's flushed out. He'll be brought down for a loss, and it'll bring up fourth down and nearly 10 yards to go as he is brought down for about a 3-yard loss.
Nice job there by Stopcotty for Shelton there. You know, does it offensively with his arm and his leg. Does it defensively, but bringing down the opposing quarterback.
Fourth down, punting formation. And Bertrand sends a deep one to about the 25-yard line, goes out of bounds. David Mueller watches it go out of bounds, and Shelton will have decent field position in their third possession of the ball game. They scored on one, turned over the other one.
Shelton, so far, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but they seem to have more energy. They seem to be flying around more, you know, fired up. You know, you figured Bertrand with the home crowd might have had that, but Shelton, they seem to have it tonight.
Well, we'll see what it can do. Yeah. That's quarterback takes it to the left side, that's Stopcotty, and he's going to go all the way down to the 20, Try that again. The 32-yard line of Bertrand. That was a quarterback keeper all the way. They didn't even fake it that time to Luke Glenn. But they've been feeding it to Glenn all night long, so you got to figure the Bertrand defense is keying on him anyhow. He is the tailback. Mueller is the fullback. Straight eye formation now. Stopcotti is under center. Hands off to the tailback, Glenn, who falls forward for about 2 yards. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
You know, those design quarterback runs so far, they've run three of them so far for 36 total yards there by Clayton Stopcotti. I like that play. You don't want to keep running every time. They seem to have that nice... you know, 1-2 punch, you know, run it with Glenn, and then Stopcotti will roll right and burn you deep.
Second down and 8. Deuce backfield. Stopcotti is under center this time. They fake it one way, go crossbuck the other way, and Mueller's got it. He scoots down the sideline. First down, belted out of bounds at about the 20-yard line.
You know, Mueller there showing hit. He's not the backup running back. He deserves his just as much credit as Glenn. That's a nice shift.
Well, that's kind of the story you hear is that in the second half, he tends to have his day in the sunshine or day under the lights, as it were, as Glenn doesn't carry a whole lot in the second half. But, yeah, he looks like he can tote that rock pretty well.
Yeah, and that's why you give them the carries in those playoff games so they get the experience of come playoff time that they're there when you need them.
They go in the deuce again. Stopcotti is under center. Everybody else is in tight. First and 10, Bulldogs take the pitch near side. Here comes Glenn. Nice move as he gets down inside the 15 to the 10-yard line. Great stutter step there. Boy, he can juke.
Yeah, that was a nice way of protecting the ball, bringing it up over the defender, too. Kind of remind me of, I'm sure he'll like this comparison, but that Rex Burkhead, you know, just running, patiently waiting for it. And a nice juke, like you said, protecting the ball. Got a nice 8-10 yards there, so move the chains. Brings up first and 10 from the 11.
Shelton started this back inside their 30-yard line. Officials time out here as there's an equipment check on the field. Coming out is Derek Ellis. Back in is Taryn Hawks for Bertrand. Now they go under center. Stopcotti hands off to Glenn. Glenn is just quick as a hiccup out there, gets down to the 5-yard line. Bertrand was lucky to catch up with him because, again, I think the key to this guy is the acceleration. He looks a lot like Slough for Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, and once you get some space, it's tough to bring Glenn down. And that's one of the things that Coach Lowe was telling us, that, you know, he's just a load to bring down.
Ball is spotted inside the 5-yard line. They can still get a first down. Handoff again goes to Glenn. He crashes forward straight up the middle, powers his way down to where? As he's close to the goal line. I don't think he got in. There's no indication yet. But he may have the first. We're waiting for the determination. They're going to bring on. Are they going to bring on the chain gang or not?
It looks like they will. Officials time out here.
It's going to be real close to the first down. Remember, they're just. Yep, okay. They decide it is a first down. No chain gang. First and goal. They flip it over. First and goal from about the 1-yard line. Shelton about to pull out two scores ahead here, assuming nothing terrible happens from the Bulldog standpoint. Stopcotti comes back in from the sideline. If Shelton wins, they host Giltner next week. If Bertrand wins, they travel to Giltner. I formation. And the quarterback keeper into the end zone. Touchdown, Shelton. It's 12-0.
Nice little run there by Stopcotti. Just the quarterback sneak, nothing too fancy. When you're down on the goal line, just follow your big boys up front and get in that end zone.
It's about a 70-yard, excuse me, not a 70-yard, about a 60-yard drive. 80-yard field, thank you for that. And now they go for two. Stopcotti in the shotgun formation, trips left side, single wide out right side. They fire it over in left flat and taking it in for the two. Is David Jimenez, running back, junior, and it is now 14-0. Shelton, by two scores, will take a break here, and they're going to kick off again on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for?
See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
50-yard touchdown drive capped by two-point conversion. Shelton out front now by 14 points. High kick taken by Bertrand back at the goal line. Coming up the other way. Down the sideline and pushed out of bounds is Robert Erdgren. And he gets out to about the 31-yard line. So, again, decent field position for Bertrand, which has not been able to move the ball in two possessions.
No, and they really need, I think, to make a little bit more of a scoring drive this time, because we've seen Shelton, they've have no problem running down the field. The only thing they've done wrong is that one turnover. So I think Bertrand, this is an important drive right here.
Bertrand is punted and fumbled. Deuce backfield, one man in motion, comes to the near side. That's Dahlgren. He'll get the, they give it on a jet action to Ryan Dahlgren, and he's breaking away, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Ryan Dahlgren, the eye back. They faked it one way to Tyler Dahlgren, and then Ryan came around on the counter and brought it all the way to the house. From the 30-yard line to the goal line, long run, and Bertrand is back into this thing, 14-6. We'll see if they can convert.
Well, they answered my question there pretty easily. I said they needed to make a scoring drive out of that, and then one play, 52 yards later, Ryan Dahlgren.
52-yard run. That was a quick-developing play, and he came around very quickly. Shotgun formation, trying for two into the end zone, and it is going to be incomplete. Intended for Mike Fitzgerald there, and we're going to have another kickoff. With the score 14-6 in favor of Shelton over Bertrand, 3:32 to go in the first quarter. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Zach, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Tee it up and give it a Ryan. Anthony Warder kicks it down, and they kick it to Glenn. He fakes the reserves. He's still got the ball out to the 20, 25, 30-yard line. And a nice return there by Luke Glenn, the star running back, who has a lot of carries and a lot of yards already here in the first quarter as we approach 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, actually 3:25 on the clock right now. And your score is 14-6. Shelton is leading the Bertrand Vikings.
Yeah, like you said, he's had a lot of carries. It's 12 already, 52 yards. He's got that one score already, too. So
the average is
we see more Glenn this drive.
170 yards per game, and he plays mostly just in the first half, just based on the way scores have gone. First down and 10 yards to go. He gets the carry again and crashes forward across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. Luke Glenn for the Shelton Bulldogs.
Yeah, and just looking at his running style, he's not one of those guys that looks for the hole. He kind of just runs full speed. If you happen to be in his way, so be it. He's gonna probably knock you down, get after a couple yards after contact.
Shelton turned the ball over one time because of a turnover. Outside of that, they've scored the two times they've had it. They've not punted the ball yet. Bertrand just scored. They've turned the ball over once on a fumble and turned it over on a punt, but that's been the extent of it. A nice 52-yard run by Ryan Dahlgren put Bertrand back in this ball game. Now they hand it off to the upman, Mueller, who, again, from the fullback back spot, you don't lose a lot as far as him running the ball. He gets about 6 yards. It'll bring up third down and 2 yards to go, we'll call it, for Shelton, ball spotted just inside the 40-yard line, just inside midfield.
Yep, nice efficient run there. Sets up short second and, or third and two about here, so nice, easy third down play here.
I formation, everybody's in tight, goes to Glenn, crashes forward, should have the first down. Not a whole lot more than that, but that's enough. New set of downs for Shelton. If Shelton wins tonight, they host the semifinal game. Giltner will be coming to town. If the Vikings win, they'll be traveling to Giltner. Giltner, a 66-22 winner over Medicine Valley earlier today on a game you heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Offset eye, single setback. They flip it to the fullback. Mueller comes right side, 30, 28-yard line. Penalty marker down as he turned the corner.
Usually that's a hold.
Now I don't see the flag. I saw it fly, but maybe that was a chin strap flying.
Maybe a mouthpiece.
Could have been a chin strap or mouthpiece, because they're not doing any down and distancing here. Second down coming, and about 2 yards to go again for Shelton. This time they've got Glenn out in the slot. Stopcotty is in the pistol. And they go out in the flat, and a ball is dropped by Glenn. He had a little bit of happy feet there and was looking upfield before he had the ball secure.
Yep, the ball was there. Nice throw by Stopcotty, Glenn. And get him out in the face, make him do something. But like you said, he tried to run before he even caught the ball. You know, easy first down now. Brings it up third and short.
Elsewhere in D2, Humphrey St. Francis, 42-0. Over Sterling, that's at halftime. We told you Giltner throttled Medicine Valley pretty well, 66-22. So we're coming down to the cream of the crop here in D2. I formation. Glenn, pitch, left side, nice cutback. Oh, but a nice, nice play there by Ryan Dahlgren, who shot through from the defensive back spot and caught him around the leg and wouldn't let go. Fourth down and five coming.
Yeah, great play there by Dahlgren. You know, he's the only one. It basically ankle tacks him, grabs him, and brings him towards him. That's a great play by them. Setting up fourth and long here makes it a tough play call here, I think.
All right, they go to the Wildcat formation, though. The Bulldogs and the Wildcat, and Glenn takes the direct snap. He goes left side, cuts back, now dances around. He's going to get cut down short of the first down. Again, Dahlgren. There is a matchup there. Ryan Dahlgren, the tailback and defensive back for the Bertrand Vikings, against Luke Glenn. That's a couple of pretty good-looking athletes there going mano a mano. And that time, Dahlgren took him down shy of the first down, so Bertrand comes back on offense on that turnover on downs.
Yeah, it was all keyed on that third down tackle, like you said, there by Dahlgren. Let's see if he can do something offensively. You know, his brother there did something well on that last drive.
14-6 is your score. Bertrand is down by that 8-point margin. Deuce backfield. High under center, hands off to Dahlgren, and he breaks a tackle and goes forward for 5, 6, 7, almost 10 yards. He looked like he was stopped in the backfield, and finally it was none other than, It wasn't Glenn. It was Zach Oliver that pulled him down, and he got a net gain of 8 yards after he was almost stopped in the backfield.
Nice, you know, run after the contact. You know, that's kind of where these games are won, maybe right after contact. Who's got the bigger heart, the more will?
Deuce backfield again. Everybody's in tight, second and two. Hand off by high to Dahlgren from the fullback spot, and he crashes through for the first down and then a little bit more. That was Tyler Dahlgren, the senior. Well, they're both seniors. I wonder, are they twins? Do you know?
I don't know.
First down and 10 yards to go. The ball is spotted just outside the 35-yard line of Shelton now. Bertrand had been trailing 14-0. They battled back on a 52-yard sprint by Ryan Dahlgren. And now, after a failed first down attempt by Shelton, they've got the ball back and they're in Shelton territory. I formation. Everybody's in tight. Option, right side. Dahlgren gets the pitch out of the tailback position and fires forward for about 3 yards.
Yep, option to the far side there. Got rid of the ball because he realized that his halfback Ryan Dahlgren could do a little bit more with him. Got 3 yards there. Sets up second and goal, or second and seven, but I think we're going to run out of time.
Yep, 4 seconds to go in this first period, and it's going to end up with a Shelton lead here going into the second period. Shelton 14 and Bertrand 6. You're listening to high school quarterfinal D2 football on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
First play of the second quarter coming up. Second down coming. And 8 yards to go. Bertrand battling back. They had a 14-0 deficit. They've scored on a long run by Ryan Dahlgren. Now the offset high with the Dahlgrens in the backfield. Under center is Nick High. Handoff goes to the tailback. And he's going to get that is Ryan Dahlgren. And he's going to get a yard or two, but it's going to bring up a challenging fourth down challenging third down situation. It'll be third down and almost exactly 5 yards to go. Ball is spotted just outside the 31-yard line, of Shelton.
Yeah, and I think you're in four-down territory, so you might not try to get it all here on this drive to set up something for
you. High comes up under center. He's got an offset eye in back of him with the Dahlgren brothers. And off goes to Ryan, and the tailback is going to get stopped right at the line of scrimmage. So they're going to try and tough it out here straight up the middle. It's fourth down, and now they didn't get any of it back. In fact, they're going to mark it back about a yard, and it's going to be fourth down and 6 yards to go. Shotgun formation. This could be a quick kick, and it is. And it goes down, rolls inside the 10. That was a good play. Good call by the coaching staff there of Bertrand as they push Shelton all the way down. Inside the 5 yard line. So instead of going for it on fourth and five, they pooch kicked it. Nobody was back to return it. And Shelton now with their worst field position of the evening. Still with the lead though, 14-6.
Yeah, and they did a nice job of absorbing the early two scores there by Shelton. Had a nice stop there. Thought maybe they could have punched it in that drive that came up just short here, but they did a nice decision on that punt, set up a big long field here.
Stop. Scotty is under center. He's got an eye formation, and they hand it off to Glenn. Glenn is going to get stopped near the line of scrimmage. He'll fall forward for a yard or two. Gets a little bit of daylight between him and the goal posts.
Yeah, and that's all you got to do down there. You don't want to make a dumb mistake, get a turnover, give Bertrand the short field. So, nice play call there by Shelton.
Clock at 10.5 until halftime. Quarterfinal action. We've got a timeout being called here by Shelton. The Bulldogs take a timeout. They've got the lead by 8, 14-6, 10:28 to go until halftime on the quarterfinal bracket on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong, farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Scott Gotti from under center fires downfield and out of the fullback position and taking it up to close to the 30-yard line is Mueller. They're going to spot him back actually inside the 25 to about the 24-yard line.
Nice play call there. You thought maybe the conservative run would be the call there. They said, no, let's go ahead and try and get a big play here.
And that was Mueller. Mueller is a big threat for Shelton. Glenn's the other one. He gets the ball, and the carry out of the I-back position falls forward across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. Some tough yards up the middle there for Shelton. Brings up second down and 8 yards to go. Clock at 9:57 until halftime. Shelton is leading 14-8 and on the drive again, starting way back inside their 5-yard line. A quarterback pass to the fullback out in the flat. Gave him a nice 20-yard gain. Deuce backfield. Stop Cotty under center. Cross buck goes to the fullback. Mueller fires across the 30 to about the 35-yard line. Spins down, and it'll bring up third down and 4 yards to go.
Mueller doing a nice job coming in and not having a complete drop-off when Glenn doesn't get the rock. He's doing well. He's really impressed me with his running abilities. Brings up second and, or third and short here.
Long huddle for Shelton. Thanks to T&L Irrigation, one of our presenting sponsors of the high school football tournament all the way through the state championship. I formation, stop cutting under center. Option right side. Glenn has to stop. Reverse fields, comes near side. Now stutter steps again. Nice gain for the first down across the 35 to the 39-yard line, and he had to work for every one of those yards.
Yeah, like he went right. There was nothing there, so he decided to come back, go left, and then not go too far right or left, and then cut it back up. Got about six there. Move the chains.
Move the chains. Clock stops the clock at 8:54 to go in the half. First down and 10. Ball still just inside Shelton territory. How about this one? Sutton is leading Hershey 48-0. Hershey beat Blue Hill last week. Wow. Pitch. It's Mueller, right side. Down the sideline. He's got the 20, 15, 10. Knocked out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Straight pitch to the fullback on the right side. He tightrope down the sideline and got it all the way inside the 10-yard line. Now, remember, Shelton started at about their 5-yard line on the pooch kick punt. Viber Tran. And it's going to be first down and goal to go inside the 10 for Shelton.
Nice run there, 35 yards there by Mueller.
Boy, pick your poison.
Tightrope, like you said.
Mueller now actually lining up a little bit off of the wingback position, almost the tight end slot. They give it to Glenn straight up the middle and get down to the 5-yard line. I'm not sure that, as I think back on it, that Mueller didn't take it right, really on a jet sweep kind of action. Came from the left wing all the way down the right sideline, which is what got him set up on the first and goal. Second goal now coming. Ball spotted at the 5-yard line of Bertrand. Trips wide to the left side. Glenn is the nearest one in. Shotgun, stop Cotty, fires into the flat. Man's got it, and down immediately, slipping is Andy DeNeil. He'll pick up maybe 2.5 yards, maybe a skosh better than that. It's going to bring up third down goal to go from about the 3-yard line. So the good news is for Shelton, it's about the distance of a 2-point conversion. The bad news is they're 1-for-2 in 2-point conversions.
Yeah, nice play call. Just lost his footing out there, number 20. Just thought maybe he had it.
I formation, everybody in tight. Under center, stop cut. He sneaks it forward and he gets into the end zone. I think, yes, touchdown Shelton. And they build the lead to 20-6. Long drive, 75-yard drive. And that's the second long drive that Shelton has had tonight. First one was 50. And it was Stopcotty with the touchdown. Going for two, trips wide left side, singles wide out to the right side. Stopcotty drives the draw play, quarterback draw. Penalty marker is down. False start on the offense. And they'll get a chance to do it again, but 5 yards further back. So there's an interesting deal. They have a touchdown run about the distance of a 2-point. Now they're going to have a 2-point from about 7 yards out.
It's 8-man football for you right there.
There you go. So the ball goes back to just inside the 10-yard line. Two-point attempt coming. 20-6. Shelton has had the long drives, the 6 points for Bertrand, courtesy of a long run by Ryan Dahlgren out of the tailback slot. Trips wide left side, one wide out right. Back to pass, stop, Cotty looking one way. Fires into the end zone and is in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. His intended receiver was Taron Hawks, the tight end. And so the score remains with 7:14 to go till halftime. 20-6. Shelton on top. They're kicking off next in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
To the 15-yard line on the touchback, and Bertrand trailing by 14 points now, 20-6, will take over on offense.
I said last drive that this might be an important drive, but I think this one's each drive in the quarterfinals, because if you lose, you're done. Each drive now becomes equally, if not more important, as the game goes on.
Under center with an I formation, Nick High calls it out. Takes the handoff, back to pass, fires in the flat. He's got a man, and it's in and out of the hands of Robert Edgren, the tight end. That was good defense there by Luke Glenn.
Yeah, it was a good pump fake. The throw was there, just like you said, just a blanket of coverage. Hit him in the hands, it was a tough play. You know, it was a tough play because of the great.
It's a nice throw.
Oh, tremendous throw. Right there on the spot, just even better defense.
High goes into the spread formation now. This is one thing that impressed our folks a week ago, is the number of multiple formations you see Bertrand. Now they go jet sweep from the left to the right, and they hand it off to Dahlgren on that sweep. He'll get about 5 yards, not quite to the 20-yard line. Maybe not quite 5 yards. It'll be second down, third down, and about 6 yards to go now for Bertrand. Trying to solve the key of a sustained drive, something that Shelton has done twice. They've got a 50 and a 75-yard touchdown drive. They had a short one, a 35-yarder off a turnover by Bertrand. They send Mike Fitzgerald wide to the left side. Slots both ways. And now the whistle blows, and we're going to get a timeout here called by Bertrand. So Brent Streeter calls timeout. We'll take 30 seconds here. We'll be back and update you on some other scores on Classic Hits 98.9, ClassicHits98.9.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Got a timeout here being called by Bertrand, so let's get you caught up on a few of the scores from around the area and in the playoffs yet. In fact, it's all one big area now when you get to the quarterfinal. Shelton, of course, right here is leading Bertrand 20-6. St. Francis 42-zip over Sterling. BDS leading 6-0. Donovan Trumbull and North Platte St. Pat's in a battle there, 7-6 in the second quarter in a game that's being broadcast on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5. Coming up underway in about a half hour will be Kearney Catholic against Adams Central, and we'll bring you bonus coverage on that game, assuming this game ends before that one does. We'll switch from ESPN back over here. Incomplete pass as they tried to hit Tyler Dahlgren out of the backfield, and it'll bring up fourth down And 6 yards to go from the 20-yard line.
Howell's Dodge was the team.
Howell's Dodge. Third punt for Bertrand. It's a high kick. 30-yard line. Glenn comes over. Excuse me. That was Mueller coming over to try and run it back, but his momentum carried him out of bounds. It'll be first down and 10 for Shelton at their 31-yard line.
They weren't able to do much on that last drive where it was Bertrand, so three and out. That's not what you like to see. What you want to see out of your defense here is another is causing Shelton to go three and out, maybe get a turnover, get that momentum back on your side, get the crowd back into it. Because right now you can just sense the crowd. They're just waiting for something to happen. They're just waiting.
Pretty good Bertrand turnout here on the near side, but Shelton's well appointed in the far side of the field here from our broadcast booth. In motion, stop Cotty now, pitches out to Glenn. Glenn is almost stopped in the backfield, and now a penalty marker comes in as he falls forward for about 2 or 3 yards. That play got strung out pretty well by the Bertrand defense, but a penalty marker came in, and we'll see what that's all about. Holding call against the Bulldogs. That'll mark it back instead of a positive 3. It's going to mark it back probably a negative 7 to 10 yards. It was point of infraction call here. The marker's sitting at the 30-yard line, so if it goes back from the 30, that's a huge call. If it goes back from progress, then not quite so bad. And it will go back from the 30 all the way back to the 20-yard line. So that was a costly holder on the part of Shelton. It'll bring up a first down, 25 yards to go. First and 25. Original line of scrimmage about the 32-yard line. The hold took place at the 30. They mark it back 10 from that.
Key is to not try to get all 25. Just try to chip
shotgun
away.
Stop Cotty back to pass. Fires downfield. He's going to try and get it all back. And it goes incomplete. Hawks was the intended receiver out of the tight end slot. Ryan Dahlgren in on the coverage there at about the 40-yard line. Second down and 25 yards to go. I guess 22 if you do my math correct, arithmetic correctly there.
Threw into double coverage there. It wasn't a smart throw. You know, kind of wanted to see maybe a shorter route, maybe try to do a pitch right or option right. Instead, they went for it all. Like you said, second and 22 now.
About 6 minutes to go till halftime. 6:07 on the stopped clock now. Stop Cotty is under center. Pitches left side. Here comes Glenn, and he's got about 5 yards. He'll get pulled down at the 25-yard line. Coming up very quickly was Tyler Dahlgren on defense there. Also over on the tackle, looked to be Anthony Warda for the Bertrand Vikings. Third down, this time 15. I don't want to say manageable 15 because that would be a bad down and distance had they not been coming back from first down and 22, I guess. Stop Cotty on a near hash mark now. Shotgun formation. They go in the spread. They've got a bunch of trips to the left side. Now they fire in this flat. Mueller on the inside screen, and he'll take it up to about the 35-yard line, but not much more than that. So they get some field position back, and they have some options here. Probably one of them is not to try for it. Mueller looks to be back in punt formation, standing about his 20-yard line. Dahlgren goes back inside the 15-yard line for the Bertrand Vikings, who have had to punt it away 3 times tonight, and they fumbled it away once. Down 20-6, nice kick. Fair catch call for just outside the 10-yard line, and Dahlgren and company will set up shop with first and 10 inside the 15-yard line, call it the 12.
Yeah, I've been impressed. There was a nice punt. There was a nice kickoff earlier, too. Decent legs here, D2, usually.
Well, and the wind's in their favor right now, so not that it wouldn't have been a nice one anyhow. I'm looking at the flag, that's all.
Yep, this drive's going to start at the 12, so it's going to be hopefully a nice long drive there for Bertrand. Try to chip away at this lead before half.
Bertrand has not had long drives tonight. Shelton has. They've had a 50, a 75, and then 35 on a turnover. Under center is high. Back to pass. Looking downfield. He's got a man open. It's Dahlgren. It's in and out of his hands at about the 35-yard line. Check that. Actually, it looked like it should have gone in and out of his hands. He actually overshot him a little bit. I was anticipating that the ball was going to come down a little faster than it did, but a long incompletion nonetheless.
Yeah, Dahlgren came out of the backfield wide open, just down the middle, uncovered, and Nick High just missed him, you know.
Again.
Said, almost just threw it in there. Could have been a nice, easy throw.
Again, we've heard good things about both these quarterbacks, and High that time was a little high and wide on the shot downfield, but had he gotten it, it could have been Katie bar the door, and
I think
it could have been six more, yeah. Absolutely would have been six more. He was behind the defender.
Yeah, we've seen what Dahlgren can do when he gets in space.
Okay, they spread it out again. High in the gun. In motion is Dahlgren. They fake it to him. Now he's going to dance around in the backfield looking to throw. Pulls it down, has to keep it out to about the 18-yard line. And it'll bring up third down and five. Maybe a little better progress than I thought. Third down and four. Clock running at 4:31 to go until halftime.
Good run there by High, though. Saw that nobody was open, decided not to, to take a sack, with try to make something out of it. Got 6 yards out of it. You know, it's better than not getting anything on an incomplete pass.
DeVale shuttles the play in from the sideline. Fitzgerald comes out. Now they go trips wide to the right side. Single wide out to the left. In the pistol, High calls out the signals, back to pass, flags down. They stop play, movement on the offense. So now instead of third down and four, it's going to be third down and nine as they mark off that procedure call against Bertrand. And again, they have not been friends to themselves when it comes to offensive continuity here tonight.
Yeah, and that five-yard penalty on that false start that takes away the entire last play basically didn't even happen. Basically, it was an incomplete play. So third down and long now.
Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up in a few minutes. Third down nine right now. Shotgun formation. Spread, slots, and wides both ways. Back to pass. Now they try the bubble screen across the middle. Falls incomplete. That ball was intended for, I think, Austin. No, couldn't have been.
I think Ackerman, setting up the bubble, or the screen.
They got him listed as a guard, though. That would not have been good. You can't complete it to a lineman. No. Shotgun formation. Nope, pep formation now. Nice long kick by Bertrand, but it's going to fall out of bounds short of midfield. And we'll see where they mark it up. Oh, I guess it went out way before that. It's going to go out of bounds at the 30-yard line. The 30-yard line at Bertrand. So a short kick there. And Shelton will have it at the 30-yard line of Bertrand. This will be the second short field possession for Bertrand, for Shelton tonight. Shelton scored on a 35-yard possession on the second possession of the ball game after they coughed it up. Bertrand coughed it up at their 35, and Shelton made him pay by six. First and 10 now, Shelton at the 30-yard line. I formation, ends in tight. Stop Cotty, pitch, left side. Glenn tries to cut it back and falls forward and then digs a little bit more. Got way more than I thought he was going to get, which was a loss. Got about 2-3 yards positive. Second down and 8 yards to go.
Yeah, Glenn, I mean,
they're keying on him, no doubt about it. He's not done anything as far as a long run at all.
You saw, I mean, like you even said, you thought for sure that would have been lost. He just kept going and kept going. He says, I'm not going down. I'm going to get at least 2-3 yards out of this.
The little things that Glenn does are very impressive. The way he can juke and stutter step and misdirection. Now they give it off to the other poison pill for the defense, which is Mueller, and he'll power forward down to about the 25-yard line. And Shelton facing a third down and five and 2:55 to go until halftime. They've got a 20-6 lead over the Bertrand Vikings, who scored once on a long run by Tyler Dahlgren, a 52-yarder, but thus far have not been able to sustain a long offensive drive. Now they go Wildcat. Glenn takes the direct snap. Now he fires cross-field. He's got Mueller at the 25, 15, 10. Mueller goes into the end zone, and will they give it to him or not? He hit the pylon. No, they say he stepped out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. That was a nice play there. Misdirection as Glenn took the direct snap, went to his right, and then fired across his body, hit Mueller out in the flat.
I think that was actually 25.
No, we're both wrong. It was Taron Hawks. That was
12. Excuse me.
Taron Hawks was the man who took the ball down and stepped out of bounds at about the 2. Now Stopcott, he's going to try and sneak it through again. If he gets it, it'll be the third score on the quarterback sneak. He did not. It'll be second down and goal to go from the 1-yard line. Taron Hawks on that tight end reception on the deception out of the Wildcat by the Bulldogs. Under center now with an I formation. Everybody's in tight for Shelton on this second and goal. This time Stopcott, he sneaks it in good. And Shelton now increases the score 26-6 as we await the point after. Or two-point conversion. Thirty-yard drive. They've had others of 75, 50, and 35. I formation, fake to pitch, back to pass, fade pattern, end zone, got it. Was he inbounds or not? That was a nice reception over on the far side. Yes, they say he did get it, and that was, for the second time, nice catch and go there by Taren Hawks. Hawks on the fade pattern, picks up the two, and it is 28-6 in favor of Shelton. We'll be back with the kickoff in a half a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
Tran will receive the fifth kickoff of the night. As Shelton now has put up 28, and Bertrand has yet to put together a sustained drive. Their lone score was on a 52-yard gallop by Tyler Dahlgren. Big hit by the kicker, gets it down again, a touchback, and Dahlgren has to watch it go over his shoulder and through the end zone, and a first down at the 15-yard line for Bertrand.
Big drive here by Bertrand. Let's see what they can do. Let's see if they can get Ryan Dahlgren in space. He had that big 52-yard carry, like you said earlier, and then that might be a key here because we've got under 2 minutes left, so a big, long, sustained drive might not be good. You might want a big, quick play here.
Stopcott has snuck it in three times after long drives, and now Bertrand has maybe another chance to score before halftime. Pitch, Dahlgren, right side, and he'll get pulled down after a gain of about 6 yards. I'm not sure what you'd do if you're the coach other than just keep on keeping on and hope that a penalty or a turnover doesn't stop a drive short if you're the Bertrand Vikings. Minute 39 and running until halftime. Vikings break the huddle. High is under center with a deuce backfield. Second down, 5 coming. Fake the handoff. Pitch goes errant, and it's going to be Dahlgren falling on it all the way back at the 10-yard line. That'll be a 10-yard loss, and that's exactly what we've been talking about. A turnover here, a loss there, a penalty there, and Bertrand cannot put together successive first downs, hence no drives, and the lone score being on a long 52-yard run.
Surprised to see Shelton not use a timeout there. You know, they use one there and another one after this play. They could get the ball back with a minute to go, but maybe they want to keep one in their holster for the offense.
It's bringing up now third down and about 14 yards to go. High pitches it one way. Now they're going to come back with the reserve and a little dipsy doodle flea flicker back to an incomplete intended for Dahlgren downfield at the 40-yard line. It eventually got back to High, the quarterback, after a fake reverse and then a flea flicker back to him. Incomplete, and it's going to be a punting situation for Bertrand. Maximum protection there is the punter standing in the end zone. Decent kick, not a great kick, out to midfield. Here comes Mueller the other way. Dances back and is going to get tackled right at midfield. Austin Ackerman coming in for Bertrand, and it'll be a 40 yards away for Shelton.
Yeah, and they got, looks like, just under 30 seconds here, a couple timeouts in their pocket. Wouldn't be surprised if they try to get one more score. You know, I don't think they probably got a kicking game, so maybe, you know, chip away, maybe get that last Hail Mary play on that last drive. They might be able to score here, though, with the timeout. They get out of bounds, short, quick passes, too, yet you never know.
28 seconds to go until halftime. We'll see what the intention is here. Stopcott, he comes up in the pistol. They've got trips wide to the left side, one wide out to the right side. Back to pass, Stopcott, he in the flat. He's got Glenn. Luke Glenn down inside the 30, cuts back inside to about the 25-yard line. He took the pass in the flat and then cut it inside. And they're going to call a timeout here now that they're in scoring position with 20 seconds to go. And when I say that, they're just outside the 25-yard line. So that was about a 14-yard pickup there, pitch catch from Stopcott to Glenn. And we'll keep it right here. Tell you also that if this game ends earlier, and there's no doubt it probably will, because kicking off right now is Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. And we'll bring you the balance of that ball game in bonus coverage after this one, so you can keep it on 98.9 and catch the end of that. Then the final scoreboard show of the year as we move to a time when there won't be that many games next week. On Monday, we're down to the semis, and then the week after that, we're down to Lincoln for six state championship games. Will be broadcast no matter local teams or not. We're going to broadcast the entire six-game slate on ESPN 1460 and 1550 with some bonus coverage as needed for area teams. Shotgun formation, stop Cotty out to Mueller in the flat. Mueller inside the 20, out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. That was a good move by Mueller to get out of bounds. And it'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
You know, I wasn't sure if he got out of bounds. I thought maybe he was going to be called inside, but his forward progress, I guess, was enough to get him outside of bounds, save a timeout.
Second down, a yard to go, but only 15 seconds on the clock. Stopcotty shotgun, trips left in the flat. Slant in pattern to Mueller is complete for about 2 yards. That will move the chains. That will stop the clock. So good clock management here shown by the Shelton Bulldogs, and another timeout will be taken. Again, we'll keep it right here. Shelton up by a 28-6 margin and knocking on the door again with a first down and 10 to go at the 15-yard line. But they've only got 9 seconds on the clock, so what are you thinking? At this level, is that a two-shot or one-shot?
If you're going for the end zone, I think you could probably get two shots in here. If you're going to try and go ahead and do like a quick out route and then go for the end zone, that way you might be able to even get a third one in. But I think here if you're Shelton, you're going to try for the end zone twice. You know, try to find maybe Mueller. He seemed to do well, so well as Hawks. I mean, Hawks had that earlier, that catch earlier that wouldn't be surprised to go to him. I mean, he was open on that play. Let's see what they do.
Ball is on the left hash mark. Shotgun formation, trips left. Fake it one way, looking in the end zone, looking for Hawks, and it's going to be intercepted going out of bounds. Was it complete or not? If so, it'll be intercepted, and yes, it will be. And Bertrand will take over with just a couple of ticks on the scoreboard clock until halftime. So they might be able to take one big shot downfield.
I wouldn't even do that. I think you just hear, you just want to kneel that, get to halftime. Don't even risk the turnover. But you never know. It's playoff football. You might not get that second chance.
I never took you for a quitter. Nah, just kidding. First down and 10, 15-yard line on that fade pattern that was picked off by Bertrand. Now they go spread. Shotgun formation. One man in motion, Dahlgren. Back to pass is high. He works it around. Now he's going to pull down and run. He's not going to go for the touchdown. He's going to run out the clock. And so he got up to the 30-yard line as the clock expires at the end of the first half. And your score at halftime is Shelton 28 and Bertrand 6. We'll take a pause for the cause and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in 2 minutes here on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Great Plains Crop Services and Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
LaserTech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Prolific kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Led by three touchdowns by the quarterback, Clayton Stopcotty, who capped drives of 35, 70, and 50 yards. It is Sutton on top of Bertrand by a 28-6 margin. Lucas Glenn got the other touchdown on a 5-yard scamper. The 52-yard touchdown run by Ryan Dahlgren for Bertrand is the sole score. And that was a kind of a Sunday punch because Bertrand has just not been able to put together any sort of drive. They have stopped themselves with a couple of turnovers, stopped themselves with a turnover on downs, and also had to punt the ball away some four times. So they just have not been able to get any sort of continuity. Now, this is the team that beat Kennesaw, let me rephrase that, beat up Kennesaw 82 to 42 a week ago. 82 to 45 a week ago. And tonight, they have not been able to put together any sustained drive. We heard coming into this that Shelton, when they needed to, could play defense. And indeed, I'm not going to take anything away from the Shelton defense, but Bertrand has not helped themselves at all tonight. Shelton, on the other hand, has put together some impressive drives, and along with the running, and we'll call it the running threat of Lucas Glenn, because he has been a workhorse. But he had 52 yards in the first quarter, but since that time, I don't think he's gotten a lot more. We'll have Jeff Babel update us on that. But the point is that they've been able to go because of the action to Glenn. They've been able to go to the air and to the fullback David Mueller for most of their offensive moving tonight. And so Shelton holding this 28-6 lead here at halftime. This is the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in the local yellow pages. Ravenna Sanitation. Well, that kind of is the big picture here. Let's take a look at some individual stats, Jeff.
Let's start it off with Shelton. They seem to be the team that is putting up the more stats. Led by Luke Glenn, he's already got 24 carries. Big boys.
Wow.
Pounding the rock already. 81 carries. He's got that one touchdown. David Mueller, though, kind of 1-2 punch, you know, like the jab and the cross right after him. Mueller's 6 carries, 67 yards, so he's getting up there in yards, too, just like Glenn, just on less carries, seemed to be setting up his runs really well, are the Shelton Bulldogs. Quarterback runs, Stopcotty's had 7 of them, and 7 really, really good runs for Clayton Stopcotty. 50 yards there, 3 scores. three of those, you know, 1, 2, 3 yard plunges, but his four other runs, really impressive roll to the left runs there by Stopgatti. He's also thrown the ball 9 times. He's completed 7 of them for 66 yards. So that's 198 for Shelton on the ground, 66 through the air for a total of 264 and 28 points on the scoreboard. Bertrand, on the other hand, they did have that one big run by Dahlgren, like you said, the 52-yarder. Other than that, he's only got 70 yards total, so do the math there. It's 18 on 6 carries. His brother Tyler, 5 carries for 12 yards. Nick High, the quarterback's got 3 carries for 21 yards. Tally those up, that's 103 rushing yards. Nick High struggling right now through the air. 1 completion on 6 attempts for only that 4 yards to Dahlgren out of the backfield. So tally those numbers up. It's 107 total yards for Bertrand, and Shelton 264. So a bit noticeable there. Shelton's kind of got 3 guys doing a lot of their work, while Bertrand only had that one big play, that one real noticeable play, like you said earlier, Craig.
Well, and here's the deal. Stopcott, he got the 3 touchdowns, but that was capping drives of 75, 50, and 30 yards that he, of course, engineered, but other people contributed to, most notably the tight end, Taron King, and also the running back, David Mueller, doing a great job on that. Taron Hawks, I should say, not King. And then Glenn capping a 35-yard drive. That was the first score of the ball game, and that was after Bertrand had turned it over, after Shelton had turned it over to them. That was in back-to-back possessions, 2 turnovers, and finally Shelton got the equilibrium, the momentum, and brought it in from 35 out, took an early lead, and then added 3 more touchdowns, and what would it be? They're 2 out of 4 on 2-point conversion attempts, so it's 28-0 right now. As we said, Bertrand came up big last week over Kennesaw, 62-45. Shelton got by Spalding Academy by a little bit lesser margin, 42-7. But as you look back at these teams going through the year, and you find out that, for example, Bertrand really only had 1 victory against a team that had a winning record, and they lost to that team. They had 1 game against them, not 1 victory, and they beat them 49-22. Meanwhile, Shelton, I messed that up, didn't I? Anselmo Myrna was the team they did beat them. They were 6-2, and they were the only team with a clearly winning record that that Bertrand faced this year until Kennesaw. So that was 49-22, that win. And combined, they had a 455-94 point margin in the regular season. They were plus 361 points over their opponents. Now, Shelton came in with 1 blemish on the record, and that was 2 Kennesaw. So this is why this is just crazy. This is just nuts, because Kennesaw beat Shelton, and Bertrand turned around and beat Kennesaw by that healthy margin. And now, Shelton is leading Bertrand by a 28-6, 22-point margin. Kennesaw beat Shelton 25-20 in a game that we had right here in Classic Hits just a couple of weeks ago on October 12th.
Yeah, and if these games were played on paper, Craig, you would think that Bertrand, they're throwing up 82 points on Kennesaw, and you look that Kennesaw and Shelton was basically, for the most part, if you listen to Doug on the call here, it was essentially just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, like a great ball game. So you think if this game was played on paper, Bertrand would probably be a 2, maybe 3 score favorite, but that's why they don't play it on paper. And Shelton's saying, hey, it doesn't matter. We don't compare scores here in D2. We kind of just say, hey, we got Glenn, we got Stopcotty. Let's see if you can stop us. And so far, Bertrand's not been up to the call. And I don't know if their 8-0 record, if their 8-0 record's maybe giving them a false sense of security. And then the fact that they beat Kennesaw, who Kennesaw beat Shelton. So I don't know if that's what it is, or if Shelton just come out and said, hey, we're going to bring our A game, and you're going to have to bring your A game to beat us no matter what.
Well, I think Shelton is beginning to believe in themselves. That 3 years ago, they're coming off kind of a rough road in their program. The coach comes on 3 years ago, Mike Lowe, and he says, our goal is to get to the playoffs. They got to the playoffs in that first year. This is the deepest they've gotten into it for a while. You know, they had some good teams in the early 90s around Shelton, and then things kind of leveled off for a bit, and now Lowe's taking them here to the quarterfinals of D2. Right now, if I was, and I'm not, a betting guy, I'd say that they've got a better than 50-50 shot at getting a shot at Giltner next week, and Giltner is going to be a snoot full as well because they're 66-22 winners over Medicine Valley, which had a pretty successful season coming into this afternoon as well, despite the fact they had lost their starting quarterback before facing Giltner, but Giltner had such a huge margin on them, and they're a little bit dinged up as well. So here's the deal. If Bertrand does come back and win this, they're going to travel to Giltner. If Shelton hangs on and wins this, they're going to host a semifinal game for the first time in a whole long time at Shelton. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a big deal at Shelton with the semifinal maybe there next Monday night. If they're there, we're there on one of the Platte River radio stations for some great D2 action. Rivanna Sanitation Halftime Report continues in 2 minutes here on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
C Plus in Bertrand has the latest in movie rentals and a great selection of hardware supplies. Don't forget to visit the food court before or after the games. C Plus is the only stop you need to make in Bertrand to get everything you need for a great game, projects and repairs, or just a quick stop for food and drinks. The staff and management would like to wish all the athletes competing in tonight's game best of luck. Convenience Plus in Bertrand.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And the score is 28-6 in favor of the Shelton Bulldogs. Away game under the lights at Bertrand. Nice turnout here on both sides. And Shelton has turned out the offense more than Bertrand has on the field. Presenting sponsors for our playoff football coverage on the overall. We've got almost three dozen games in total that we're covering during the state football tournament, you might call it, from here down to the state championship games. Presenting sponsors include the new Dunham Sports for hunting, golf, footwear, sportswear, and everything in between you love. The 35,000 square foot Dunham Sports in Hastings, the newest sporting goods superstore in Hastings, brings you all the top quality name brands at an even lower price, even more discounts when you sign up for the team plan or the Dunham's Rewards program at dunhamsrewards.com. Get in the game at Dunham Sports, where the big-name brands bring you in, the low prices bring you back, in the old Walmart building north of Hastings on 281. Also brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln, the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white, whether it's the everyday one low, plain, and simple pricing plan to the non-commissioned sales staff, the free auto check history report, the 5-day money-back guarantee, or a 30-day exchange on select used units. You'll see why everyone has been talking about the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln on North Highway 281 in Hastings. And by T&L Irrigation Systems, T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and easier on you for a lifetime. You can eliminate the hassles of electric pivot irrigation with the proven technology of hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems. Get continuous movement technology, know and trust improved crop production, and decades of dependability with T&L irrigation. Well, the brackets will narrow down by half again tonight. And then on Monday, it'll be the semifinals. And then after that, of course, it's on to Memorial Stadium. And the memories of a lifetime for a lot of these guys. It will be Giltner taking on the winner of this game. If Bertrand wins, they travel to Giltner. If Shelton wins, the game will be at Shelton. Boone Central is leading Gothenburg in C1, 38-20. Pierce has a 35-7 lead over Wahoo. It is Sutton handling Hershey, and this score surprises both Jeff and I because we saw Hershey, and I guess I'd go back to that term, upset Blue Hill last week. They looked to be a world beater last week, like all of a sudden after a 4-4 season they had gotten their momentum. Well, that momentum was short-lived, and Sutton now has Hershey by a 48-7 score in C2. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central are teeing it up. They teed it up about 20 minutes ago. We'll give you bonus coverage on that game after this one. Kearney Catholic is leading Adams Central by a 7-0 score in the first quarter on that. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back with the second half kickoff. It'll be Bertrand receiving in 1 minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits989.com.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All ready to start the second half here at Bertrand under the lights. It's 28-6. Bertrand, which hung up 82 points on Kennesaw, has not had one sustained drive tonight. They've had one nice long run by their star tailback, Ryan Dahlgren, in 52 yards. But outside of that, they've turned it over. They've turned it over on downs, and they've punted four times. They have not gotten their rhythm offensively at all. They've tried the spread. They've tried everything in tight. And so far, Sutton has answered the call defensively and then tacked on 28 offensive points on drives of 70, 50, 35, and 30 yards. Here comes the kickoff, and giving it a ride is Shelton into the end zone. And again, the return man this time was supposed to be Jake Samuelson, but he was no more successful in returning that long kick than Glenn. And we'll see if Glenn will even play here in the second half, because he's not been known to play much in the second half.
I bet he'll get plenty of carries here in the third quarter.
Give him his dues. He's had, what did you say, he had 24 carries already?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
24 carries in the first half.
Pounding the rock.
Glenn is not in there, well, defensively, he's not in there right now. Dahlgren, handoff to the up man. That is the fullback, Dahlgren. It's off to the races, 40 down to the 48-yard line. That was Tyler Dahlgren on a quick hitter from the fullback slot, and he got the longest run from scrimmage since his brother did it in the first half of 52 yards. This one goes all the way up from the 15-yard line, 25, 30 yards. Call it 30, 29 yards. Yes, 29?
Yep, by Dahlgren.
That was Tyler Dahlgren on that. First down and 10 yards to go. The ball spotted outside the 35-yard line. So Bertrand off to a quick start here. I formation. They hand it off again to Tyler Dahlgren up the middle. Tyler Dahlgren up the middle. Ryan Dahlgren is the I back. And even though it's easy to pick the name Dahlgren, you got to figure out the first name on that, too.
It's tough, Ron. Too, because they both found the rock.
Ryan wears 11, Tyler wears 21. They're both named Dahlgren, and they're so fast that the first letter blurs.
Tyler's got 7 carries, and Ryan's got 6, too. So pretty even bunch of kids.
Everybody in tight eye form. High is under center. Now they hand it off to the tailback, Tyler Dahlgren. He fights forward just to the line of scrimmage. Good penetration there. Good penetration there by the Bulldogs.
Not much, though, besides that one big run.
And Luke Glenn is there on defense. I didn't pick him up on that first series unless he just re-entered. 10.5 to go here in the third period. We're just underway. In the second half, 28-6, your score, with Shelton out front by 22 points on a team that hung 82 on Kennesaw last week. In the flat, a pass incomplete, intended for Andy Daniil. And I'm completing that thought on a team, Kennesaw, that beat Shelton.
Yeah, and that was great defensive line pressure there by Shelton. The two guys rushed the throw for a high there. Under through him.
Nice long run, but now punt formation again. Fifth punt for Bertrand as the ball stalls at the 15-yard line. Not a bad punting effort. And so Shelton will take it from the 15-yard line. The only thing better would have been to stall it inside the 10. Yep. But first down and 10 now as Shelton will pick it up from their 10-yard line.
Feel if Shelton
15-yard line
scores on this drive, Craig, that might be the dagger, the nail in the coffin, whatever pun you want to use. But I think this might be the one that just buries Bertrand and ends their perfect season.
Speaking of D2, St. Francis leading Sterling 50-8. Humphrey St. Francis 50-8 over Sterling in the other bracket. Deuce backfield, Stopcotty keeps it himself, goes left side, now cuts back, spins out to the 20-yard line, second down and 5 yards to go.
Nice run there by Stopcotty. You know, you think of quarterbacks, sometimes you think of arms, but in D2 football, your quarterback's got to run. He's already got 54 yards rushing in this game.
Second down coming, about 6 yards to go. Stopcotty under center. Everybody's in tight with an eye formation. Feed to the tailback, and Glenn gets across the 21, 22-yard line maybe. Some hard yards again there by Luke Glenn. It'll be third down and 5. Clock at 9:24 to go in the third and running. Stopcotty on the far sideline getting some information from Mike Lowe, the successful Bulldog coach, came on 3 years ago, got him on the right path here in Shelton with their best team in a lot of years. I formation. Hand off goes on the crossbuck. No, he's going to keep it himself. Stopcotty's got some running room. 30, 35, 40. Stopcotty, 35, 30 out of bounds. Forced out of bounds by Edgren of Bertrand. They say he stepped out actually about the 31-yard line, so that's Stopcotty's best effort as a runner tonight. Although he has scored 3 touchdowns on the quarterback sneaks. That time a little trickeration there by the quarterback. He faked it one way, took it the other way.
Yep, 22-yard gain there by Stopcott. He could have had more, it felt like, too, but nice. Fooled you. I mean, fooled me. Thought the running back had kept it wide open running lane.
All right, stop clock on that movement of the chains. I formation. This time they pitch near side Glenn. Nice cutback. Gets down inside the 30 to about the 25-yard line. The fun thing about watching a really talented running back, and we've seen quite a few this year, is the little things. It's the stutter step. You can just kind of see that he's checking things downfield and making the course adjustments. And he's done a great job tonight of cutting back, although he's not broken a long run. You can see that he's just a step away from doing so. Second down and 5. He dots the I. He gets the carry. And he'll go across left tackle and just powers down close to the first down. He'll be about a yard shy. As they move the down and distance marker up, showing a third down and about a yard to go. This is two down territory for the Bulldogs, I would think. If they win tonight, they host Gildner.
Yep, Glenn now approaching 100 yards on the game, about 91 so far, Craig.
Stopcott, he comes up under center. He's got an eye formation. Everybody's in tight. Mueller is the up man. He'll block for Luke Glenn, and he'll get the first down. Again, not a spectacular play, but workmanlike efficiency there as he led the sweep on the left side. And they did their job, got the first down. New set of downs, ball inside the 20. And this is another long drive by Shelton. They've scored on drives of 75, 50, 35, and 30. This one, if they score, will be a 65-yard drive. They started back at their 15. I formation. Glenn dots the I. Stopcott will sneak it forward. I think he was trying. I think maybe he saw something there and thought maybe he could get to the second level, because that's certainly first and 10 is not your normal quarterback sneak. But there's usually an option there that if there's a gap and he thinks he can make it to the second level, put some yardage out there, the quarterback has that automatic option if he wants to, and it looks like he exercised that. Got about 4 yards.
Yeah, and that's what you do with a veteran quarterback, a leader there, that you trust him to be a coach on the field, get you in the right position. If he keeps the ball as the best play, then he calls it.
He's a senior. Deuce backfield now, under center. Fakes the handoff one way. Cross buck. Mueller's got it inside the 15. Now he's going to get forced back. We'll see where the progress is marked. It is inside the 15, so not a whole lot there. It's going to be third down and still a pretty good size, six yards to go.
Yeah, and I think right here, if you're Sheldon, you might want to go toss right here to get to Luke Glenn, get his feet going here.
That'd be the wide side of the field.
Yeah, exactly.
Hash mark on the left is the near side here. Deuce backfield, Stopcotty, back to pass. In the flat, he's got Glenn. Glenn's got some yardage down to the 15-10-yard line. And he is going to be just a little bit shy of the first down, I think. But it's a manageable fourth down and one or two to go. We'll call it 2 yards to go. Fourth and two for Shelton. They're down at the 10-yard line of Bertrand. They started back at their own 15, so they had a 55-yard drive here. And the clock is going at 5:55. They started this thing with 8:55 on the clock. So they've taken 3 minutes off the drive clock.
Nice efficient drive by Shelton. They kind of want to win a state championship.
Again, they've had drives of 75, 50, 35, and 30, accounting for their 4 touchdowns and their 2 points after. A timeout is taken by Shelton. We'll take 30 here with Shelton in front of Bertrand, 28-6. On Classic Hits 98.9 FM and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. New home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. Featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
A score come in here. If you're interested, Donovan Trumbull is in front of North Platte St. Pat's. That's a game on the Breeze, 94.5. Pitch, Mueller, right side, gets down to about the 5-yard line. And he should have picked up a first down based on that. He had to get just inside the 10, got down to the 5, and so Mueller again is a workhorse. First and goal to go now for the Shelton Bulldogs. Stopcott, he comes in from the sideline with the play. Contrasted with Bertrand, they use tight ends to be their messengers. Speaking of whom, Fitzgerald comes in. He's normally a tight end on offense. Comes in as a substitute on defense. Goes to the left defensive end spot. Man in motion is Glenn. On the right side, cuts back. Still fighting, still driving. And he piles close to the end zone. And we'll see if they give him the touch or not. They're going to unpile down there on the far side. Boy, he was just, his legs looked like pistons there as he was fighting for every bit, every inch of yardage. And Glenn got down to about the 2-yard line. It's going to be second down and goal to go from the 2-yard line now for the Shelton Bulldogs.
A pinball off of 3 different defenders just would not go down.
I'll tell you what. Talk about focus on just getting the job done. Two wings now. Stopcotty is the ball carrier on the sneak, and he scores for the 4th time tonight. Same sneak, 6 more points. And that was a 65-yard drive. And it was flawless. There were no penalties on it.
Stop trying to keep stealing everyone's touchdowns.
Well, I'm sure they don't care. Stop County's going to try to get a two-point conversion. They're about 500 on that. Trips wide to the left side. He goes out to Glenn. Glenn's got it in the flat. He fights forward. Did he get into the end zone? No. And so if you got any gripe at all with Shelton tonight, it's that they have not completed half of their two-point attempts. It is now 34-6. We'll take a minute here. Shelton's kickoff is next. They lead 34-6 over Bertrand with 4:32 to go on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Tees the ball up, gives it a ride, and again, it goes into the end zone for a touchback. And Bertrand with, again, average field position on their start. It's going to be first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Shelton got it at the 15 last time around, took it 65 yards on a flawless touchdown drive, and now lead 34-6 over Bertrand. And it looks like the semifinal game is going to be in Shelton on Monday night. Deuce backfield, high under center. They hand it. No, he's going to fake the handoff. He keeps the ball. It looks like it might be on the ground. Who came up with it? Bertrand will hang on to it. Dahlgren fell on it. Tyler Dahlgren, the fullback, fell on the ball that was knocked out by Shelton's defenders, and now they're getting pretty salty on defense.
Yeah, it looked like they were going to run the option left and then pitch it there, and then the Shelton defense caused a fumble, you know, on the pitch. Luckily for Bertrand, they didn't turn the ball over, give Shelton a short field. That would have been a really short field.
Shotgun, spread formation, Dahlgren in motion from the slot. On the cross puck, they give it to Tyler Dahlgren, the fullback, who had a 22-yard run before, gets a first down this time. That was a nice misdirection play, and he gets out close to the first down. Now we'll see where they mark him out of bounds. I guess just a little bit shy. He's going to bring up third down and 3 yards to go. That was a nice recovery, though. That was almost disaster, almost a turnover. And then they came up with that nice run by Tyler Dahlgren, who had a 22-yarder in the last series. However, that series ended up in a punt. This could as well if they don't convert here with third and three. I formation. Ryan Dahlgren dots the I. They give it to Tyler up the middle. And he's going to be close, but I'm not sure he got there. So, fourth down and about a yard to go. What are you going to do? Might as well go for it, huh?
Yeah, I would go for it, too, and I think that's what they're going to do. They're bringing in the number 20 here with the play call. I don't think they're bringing in a punter.
The opportunity for success far outweighs the fear of disaster.
Yep, there's no tomorrow. So
I formation, handoff to the up man. Dahlgren's got it for the first down. Tyler Dahlgren's been the star of the show for Bertrand here in the second half. And he gets the ball past the first down stick and nearly to the 30-yard line. First down and 10. Bertrand keeps it for another three or four downs. 2:38 to go, third period. They are down 34-6. They're fighting the possibility of going to a running clock here if they don't hurry up. Offset eye. Hand off again to the fullback, Dahlgren, and he falls forward to about the 35-yard line. Check that. That's Robert Edgren coming in off the tight end position around and taking it off tackle. Second down, five. Now into the ball game is Brian Tott, one of the running backs. They break the huddle. Coming in over center, Dustin Langenberg, the center. Deuce backfield, high under center, and Shelton jumps offside. I don't think they were drawn. It'll be a 5-yard mark off against Shelton, and Shelton has not been penalized that much tonight. Now, if it is that 5 yards, it could give Bertrand a first down. Should give it to him, as the ball was nosed beyond the 35, and they're going to put it just inside Shelton territory on the penalty. And a first and 10 now for Bertrand. Again, a deuce backfield, and Nick High, the quarterback, is under center. Calls out the signals, takes the snap, hand off again, Dahlgren. And he'll fight forward down to the 35-yard line. And again, that's Robert Engren, who's now replaced Dahlgren at the fullback slot. He'd been listed as a tight end. Now he's been carrying the ball two of the last three times. Here comes Dahlgren back in and says, I want that ball. I want that ball. Tout comes out. Little less than 5 to go on second down here. Clock running a minute 22 in the third. Just tuning in. Bertrand is trailing 34-6 to the Shelton Bulldogs, who have not had the lead tonight. Dahlgren comes down. There's a horse collar tackle. I don't think he got the face mask, but I think he got it up around the shoulder pad, and they brought him down on a horse collar tackle, so flags come in on that.
Either way, violent.
It was. They call it a face mask, but I don't think they got a... Do they have a different...
I think
do they have a different sign for... Yeah, I don't know. A lot of things I think of what they do on the field are way different. But anyhow, it was a high tackle, and it's going to be tacked on to the end of Dahlgren's run. He had a second and 5, and this could be a major, so we'll see how much farther up they go. There's nothing inadvertent about that. He was purposeful on the part of the Shelton defender who wanted to bring him down. It was not a dirty play at all, but it was one that he was grabbing. It was not incidental contact, and they marked it off as a major. 15 yards on to the end of that run. It's first down and 10, 20-yard line of Shelton. High formation, single setback, wing off the left side. High, back to pass. Fires downfield. He's got a man. Touchdown, Bertrand. Robert Edgren pulled onto the tight end slot, made his way downfield, wide open in the end zone. Nice pitch catch there by Nick High to Robert Edgren. And it's now 34-12. Two-point conversion coming up. Attempt coming up for Bertrand as the ball is spotted inside the 5-yard line. Breaking the huddle, let's see what they come up with for their 2-point attempt. High comes under center. He's got a wing back. That is Edgren off to the right side. Single setback is Dahlgren. Rolls to his right, looking for Edgren. Fires into the end zone, and it is complete, and Edgren's got the 2-point conversion. And so it is 34-14. Who knows? A quarter to go. We'll find out. We'll take 30 here. Bertrand's kicking off next year on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
We're going to kick off here with Bertrand teeing up at the 30-yard line. Bertrand, that time, with a 65-yard drive, aided by a couple of penalties on the Shelton defense, but the Vikings will take it any way they can. But Shelton's still in the lead by 20. Jeff Hussein off air, maybe too little, maybe too late, if you're a Viking fan. We just like to see a competitive ball game.
Yeah,
actually,
truth
be known.
If Bertrand puts up 84, I guess they're never out of it if you can do that.
High kick coming back the other way for Shelton, the return man across the 10-15, and cut down at about the 15-yard line. That was Taren Hawks. Check that. Was that Derek Ellis? Was that 10? Derek Ellis on the return there got it out to nearly the 20-yard line. Nice return there. First and 10 for Shelton.
And realistically for Bertrand, if they do want to come back, I think they're going to need to get a turnover, maybe even two, and they'll need to do that here pretty quickly.
And a high to Edgren, TD pass, and a two-point conversion, and we're at 34-14. Shelton with the ball back now. They're just inside their 20. They fake it one way, and Stopcotti will keep the ball. Spins out across the 20-yard line to about the 21. It'll be second down and 8. 45 seconds to go here in the third, so there's plenty of time to go, but Bertrand has got to heal the errors of their ways quickly. They're down by 3 touchdowns.
I think you'll see Shelton maybe sit on the ball a little bit longer in the fourth quarter, kind of have the clock as their friend.
Shelton has been impressive with drives of 75, 50, 65, 35, and 30 yards. And now they hand it off, and Glenn gets it, takes it up to about the 25-yard line. That ought to be the last play of the first half here, 10 seconds ticking down. And we're going to change sides here. Fourth quarter coming. Shelton is leading Bertrand 34-14. It would look like Shelton will be hosting Giltner on Monday night. And that is the end of the third period. 1 minute timeout here. Your score again, Shelton 34, Bertrand 14. Fourth quarter coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9 and ClassicHits98.9.com.
Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Awaiting a play from scrimmage here. Third down and 3 yards to go. Shelton up by 20 points, 34-14. Come to the line of scrimmage with an I formation. Glenn dots the I. They hand it off to him. He cuts back. He's going to get the first down. And here he goes off to the races. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Shelton. The first big long run by Luke Glenn tonight.
Yeah, hit the hole hard. He only needed 7 yards for the first down, but he decided to scamper the entire length of the field. I believe he went, let's see, if I do my math, from the 25.
It's been about a 55-yard run.
Yeah, that is a 55-yarder. That's a big run there by Glenn. Maybe put the Serenio nail in the coffin right there, I think.
11:50 to go here.
3-4 scores away.
40-14. And it'll be a two-point attempt now. Stopcotti in the gun, goes forward, and gets into the end zone. Stopcotti on the keeper. And it is now 42-14 in favor of Shelton. Back in a minute with Shelton's kickoff after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Shelton's kickoff is a low-line drive taken at the 10-yard line. Ergen coming back the other way, 25 out to the 30-yard line. And he'll be stood up right there, and they'll get it first and 10. They mark it shy of the 30, I think. At about the 29, they're still unpiling. Nice run back there. Good catch and run back, because that was a knuckleball coming at him. 29-yard line is the line of scrimmage. First and 10 for Bertrand. High takes last-minute instructions from Brent Streeter, the coach for Bertrand. That was an impressive run there by Luke Glenn. Brought him up to 158 rushing yards tonight. High formation, Dahlgren, pitch, left side, cut back, running room, but then he's cut down at about the 34, 35-yard line. Second down, five coming. 11:28 and the clock running. And we thought we might have a running clock had Shelton pulled away much more, but Bertrand got that touchdown on the long drive here a little bit ago. Long drive assisted by a couple of Bulldog penalties. 20 yards worth of penalties on that 65-yard drive. I formation. Dahlgren in motion from the fullback slot. High back to pass now. Being pressured. Fires downfield. He's got Dahlgren out there just over his fingertips. Incomplete. David Jimenez was the intended receiver for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty impressed with Nick High there. He had a nice pump fake, went through his progression, stepped up in the pocket. A lot of those quarterbacks at the high school level don't realize that you step up in the pocket, avoid that pass rush, put a nice spiral on the ball, but just barely overthrew his man Jimenez.
I'm sorry, Jimenez was the defender on the play.
Oh, sorry.
It was the other 20 that I was looking for. That was Daniil.
Daniil, of course. I mean, it was there.
But it was Jimenez on the defense. All right, third down and four. Deuce backfield. Andy High under center. Dahlgren goes in motion. Pitch to Ryan Dahlgren. Goes left side. Got some running room. Squares the shoulders. Gets across midfield. Down to the 35-yard line of Shelton. So one Dahlgren blocks for the other. And gets the first down plus five. And with 10:53 on the clock, 42-14, Bertrand will live to fight another set of downs here.
Yeah, it's good to see these guys keep fighting hard here in the fourth quarter. A lot of those seniors, you know, 10-0 is nothing to be ashamed of for if you're Bertrand.
We'll have a short post game, and then we're going to go to bonus coverage on the Kearney Catholic and Adams Central game with Jimmy Purcell and Mike Will on the call there. 35-yard line as coming to the near side is Dahlgren, Ryan Dahlgren that time on the carry. Tyler Dahlgren doing the blocking out front. Second down with 4 yards to go. After the Kearney Catholic Adams Central finish, we'll have the final scoreboard show, the final Platte River Prep scoreboard show, and I can't believe I'm saying that of the year.
We just had our first one yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah. Week zero just seems like yesterday. We're 11 weeks away from that. Slot Dahlgren in motion to the right side. High will keep it. Quarterback keeper right side. Gets across the 35, and he needs to get down inside the 25-yard line for the first down. Let's see if he got there. He's going to be real close.
Yeah, I thought he
it's either going to be short. Yeah, he says first down. And so it's another set of downs for the Vikings, but they have got to get not only a lot of downs, they've got to get a lot of points to make this thing competitive again. It's 42-14. The Dogs of Shelton are out front and waiting on the Hornets of Giltner to come to town next Monday night. I'm going to guess that's a 7 o'clock kick. I don't know. Back to pass. High overshoots Ergen, and he falls down at about the 10-yard line. Ergen, the tight end, nearly had it. It was kind of a high pass, a little kind of a, I don't know if you call it a fade pattern, because it wasn't, but it was thrown like a fade.
Portraying coaches, I think we were hoping for a penalty flag. There was a little bit of a shove, but if you said it was a high pass, it might have been uncatchable, and that's why the flag wasn't thrown. Yeah, I've been impressed, though, with Bertrand in the second half. They've shown a lot of grit. You know, couple good drives here. Just wish we would have seen this in the first half. Would have had maybe a better second half, maybe a closer game as well.
42-14. Bertrand hung 82 on Kennesaw last week, and Kennesaw beat Shelton back in the middle of October. Handoff goes to Dahlgren, and he's going to get trapped back at the 30-yard line. And so Bertrand again with the pattern of shooting themselves in the foot offensively.
How's that? The Shelton defensive line, though, geez, they met him 5 yards in the backfield. I mean, that was all Shelton there. There's not much you can do there if you're Dahlgren, though. There's three guys in his face driving him to the ground.
Under center is High once again. Shelton now just laying back, trying to get at the quarterback. High back to pass, fires little wide, intended for Ryan Dahlgren over on the far sideline. He's trying to do a little fade out, and not there, a little wheel route. Fourth down coming, 15 yards to go. Bertrand looks to be ready to punt. We'll see. It's going to be a fake, and everybody knew it. But it's complete to about the 25-yard line. Not enough for a first down. A turnover on downs. The punter, Jake Samuelson, hit Dahlgren. And it was a completion at the 25, but still a turnover on downs. And Shelton's going to get the ball back up 42-14.
Yeah, I can sense that fake, too. You're in that situation where you're on the 30-35. Punt it wouldn't have done too much for you and when you're down this many scores.
Well, I'm not sure that was a bad call at all because do have to honor the fact that it might have been a punt.
Yep.
Here comes Shelton on offense. Here comes Glenn, and he's got about 4 or 5 yards out to the 29-yard line. Glenn closing in on his 170-yard average per game offensive production. He's probably there by now, isn't he? He had 158 at the touchdown, so that's another seven. That's coming up on 170 yards anyhow.
163 right now.
And I can't even remember my own phone number. You got to be impressed with that kind of addition. Second down, 6 yards to go. Stop Cotty is under center. It's time they've got Strauss in at fullback, and again, Glenn is still in there. Luke Glenn is still in there at tailback, and he gets across the line of scrimmage and picks up another couple. Third down and 4 now for the Bulldogs. They're throwing all manner of blocking backs in there with Luke Glenn. Mueller's not in. Let's see, is Mueller in there?
28.
I don't see him. Oh, there he is over on the tight end spot on the far side. Mueller's in there in tight at tight end. Got a different blocking back in there, but maybe he's there to block on the left side. And he gets the handoff, does Glenn, and he's off to the races again. 35, Glenn, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Shelton, second consecutive long run by Luke Glenn, and he cuts it loose, and he's got to be well over 170 yards on the way to 200 yards in nearly 40 carries.
Got 58 of them right there. That's going to put him over 200, I think, but then that. So, Glenn, earlier in the game, he's kind of getting those short 2-3 yard gains, just wearing out that Bertrand defense. And then two big, huge runs, one of 55, and now this one from 58. So, Glenn, getting his carries, getting his yards the second half.
This was a 60-yard drive. 55 of it on the legs of Glenn, though. Stop Cotty will keep it himself and does not get into the end zone, so the score remains 48-14. Shelton will kick off in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Shelton will tee the ball up for the umpteenth time tonight. 48-14 is their lead. Again, a strong line drive kick is being mishandled and then picked up at the 15, out to the 20-yard line by Terrell Younger, who is a freshman running back. Had a little trouble getting the handle, but made nice of it when he finally got it out to the 20-yard line. So Shelton on defense now, protecting a 34-point lead. We're going to have Kearney Catholic and Adams Central in bonus coverage here on 98.9 coming over from our ESPN stations right after a short wrap-up here. It'll say things like Stopcotty scored 4 touchdowns, Glenn scored 3, and went over 200 yards in rushing, 224 yards in rushing for Luke Glenn. Dahlgren in motion, pitch, Ryan Dahlgren has it on the right side, gets about 5 yards, but a penalty marker comes flying in there, so there's going to be a hold, I think, on Bertrand.
Usually that's where the hold comes from. If not, it was an illegal formation, but we'll get the indication here from the referee. Face mask on the offense.
Really?
Yeah, must have been illegal hands in the face. Probably would have been the correct call, maybe on an offensive lineman there. Anyway, it's a penalty against Bertrand here. Back him up.
It was incidental, though, because that was only a 5-yard penalty. And so Shelton will defend first and 10 again. Negated the run. Bertrand. Now, I think, are they calling a timeout or is that officials' timeout? Officials are waiting. The clock stopped. And they're talking it over here. Stoppage in play with 8 minutes to go in this one. Shelton will be hosting Giltner. And we'll have it on one of the Platte River radio stations on Monday. Not sure when. I'm guessing it's going to be a 7 o'clock kickoff because I'm guessing it's close enough so both teams are going to want to have enough time to get their fans there. At Shelton. Giltner just a piece down the road, but not that far.
Not sure what the stoppage is for. Well, we're ready for
it. I don't know. Here we go. They're going to wind the clock. Spread formation. Dahlgren in motion. Back to pass high. Looks long. Firing long. And he way overshoots the intended receiver, Ryan Dahlgren. Mueller was nicely on the coverage there. Stopcotty wasn't too far behind. They had him bracketed pretty well. In fact, Taryn Hanks was Hawks was down. You know what? I apologize, Taryn. I don't think I'm getting your name Ryan or right one time tonight. I'll call him King, Hanks, Hawks. Taryn Hawks helping to bracket the defensive coverage there.
Hawks has played a really good game there for Shelton as well.
He really has.
We've heard his name in many forms. So
that's
if you hear
right.
Your name,
he, actually, when you, well. If you multiply all the different ones, he's had a 3 times as good a game as you think. Back to pass. High, scrambling around, pulls it down. He's going to run it. 25, high to the 30-yard line. And he's pulled down by Shelton just shy of the first down.
What a stiff arm.
Nice
though.
Tackle there, though, by guess who? Taryn Hawks. How about that? Third down and less than a yard to go. And that's high coming in from the sidelines to disperse the play in the huddle. And now we got another whistle. I don't know what.
Lights.
Oh, someone's got headlights on in the parking lot.
Yep.
You don't hear that much anymore. The fields have gotten bigger. People don't park right up on the field much anymore. I'm not regretting that. I'm just stating the fact that this is the first time we've had that happen all year long. Of course, it's the first game after daylight savings time ended, too. Spread formation again. Dahlgren in motion. Back to pass is high. He's going to go deep. If he can get it off, it goes in the flat and instead to a safety receiver. And his safety valve is hung up there. Mike Fitzgerald was the intended receiver. Well covered. I think some of the fans thought maybe he was interfered with. I don't know that that's the case, but I guess the referees may be agreeing there because a penalty marker did come out.
Yeah, pretty obvious pushing the back there.
Here I was being political, and there was a penalty.
Yeah,
so it's at the 40-yard line that the penalty marker was thrown. It's going to be an automatic first down here. They're talking to high.
Big old 72 was blocking our view of the flag, but it was there, and it was thrown pretty much right away, so you knew it was going to be a pass there.
48-14. Shelton's going to win this one with 7:14 to go. It's just a matter of what the final score is going to be. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central in bonus coverage coming up here on 98.9. After that, we'll have our last Platte River Prep scoreboard show of the regular into playoff season.
Of the year.
Say it straight. Of the year. Twins to the right side. Back to pass. Firing downfield. High's got a man, and it is overshooting Ryan Dahlgren at about the 10-yard line. Well covered there by Mueller again. Long incompletion brings up second down and 10. The ball spotted at the 35 after that pass interference play two plays ago. Dahlgren just now getting back to the huddle. That shows you how long he ran. He was a 40-yard pass receiver there and pretty good arm by High because he never shot it.
Yeah, very impressive.
Deuce backfield, High under center that time. Second and 10, handoff goes to Dahlgren straight up the middle. And the fullback, Tyler Dahlgren, gets about 7 yards on that carry. Third down and 3 coming.
Let's just take a look at the stats. You know, Ryan Dahlgren, the running back's got 90 carries, and his brother Tyler, the fullback's got 66. So pretty decent game for them, just not quite enough to overcome and get the win here, though.
They go with a wide out. Edgren goes out wide to the right side. Daniil is wide to the left side, slots both ways. Dahlgren is in motion, goes from the left to the right on the reverse jet action, gets the first down on the far sideline inside the 25-yard line. And so Bertrand is going to go out in a blaze of glory here with maybe their longest drive of the evening, except for the fact that none of their long drives have come without a penalty against Shelton. Their touchdown drive of 65 yards included 25 yards in penalties against Shelton, or 20 yards in penalties against Shelton. Shelton picked up a pass interference here a little bit ago, so Bertrand has had to have just a little bit of assistance on the part of Shelton to get any sort of offensive drive going. They had a long touchdown run by Ryan Dahlgren in the first half, and then that 65-yard drive, but was assisted by a couple of penalties, got the second touchdown, but they've only gotten two scores tonight. They really rung it up on Kennesaw with 82 points last week, and this week it looks like they have no offense at all. Shotgun formation, High back to pass. In the flat, he's got a man. That's Dahlgren. Inside the 10, Dahlgren bowls his way down to the 5-yard line. Nice effort there by Tyler Dahlgren for Bertrand. And he's going to be tackled over there by David Jimenez, the defensive back for Shelton. There was some hitting going on over there.
Yeah, the game might be decided, but, you know, at least they're both out there still playing a physical game, so not giving up and playing hard to the end. You know, a lot of these, this might be your last game. They want to play hard no matter what.
Clock winds down, no, under 6 minutes to go. Under center is High. Dahlgren, the single setback, pitch, left side, cuts it back up the middle, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Second touchdown tonight for Ryan Dahlgren. That one from just inside the 10-yard line. He had another one of 55 yards. And so it'll be a two-point conversion attempt. Your score is 48-20. Dahlgren, who just scored the touchdown. Ryan goes wide to the right side. Tyler Dahlgren goes wide to the left side. High in the gun. Back to pass. Being chased, and he fires into the end zone. But pressure was there nicely by Owen Madden of Sutton. Did I say Sutton? Yeah. Shelton, I should say. I was glancing down to see how Sutton was doing. They were beating up on Hershey, the team that beat Blue Hill last week. And they were getting beaten pretty good there by Sutton. Arapaho, 20-13 over Elm Creek in the second period of play. So no two-point conversion there, and it's 48-20. We'll keep it right here as we'll get you caught up on some of the scores here. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central tied at 7 in the second quarter. We set bonus coverage on that game coming up after a short Misko's postgame report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Donovan Trumbull leading North Platte St. Pat's 28-6 in the third quarter. Wow. I didn't see that one coming. I thought North Platte St. Pat's would at least go toe-to-toe based on their defense, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, Donovan Trumbull, we've seen him, Craig, this year. They're so athletic, though, and North Platte, St. Platte, their traditional power.
But Donovan Trimble had a couple of injuries since we saw them. But they've got that tremendous Ibak Slough.
They're so dang athletic. And, Slough either. I mean, they got quality skill players all over.
Yeah, and a tremendous quarterback, too. Wilcott, I believe, is his name.
Riley Wilfong,
right. Onside kick attempt by Bertrand is going to go 10 yards, but it's going to go 10 yards right into the hands of Luke Glenn.
Yeah, that was actually a decent onside kick. I've seen some onside kicks where college and pro kickers just kick it and then it goes 5 yards or it goes 20 yards. That was about as darn good and almost was recovered. So impressive.
But if you got a hands team up there, I'm guessing Glenn is probably the guy you'd want to draw the circle and the arrow to, right? If you're Shelton,
no fumbles today.
First and 10 now, the Bulldogs. Headed for a home stand against Giltner. Giltner winning today 66-22 over Medicine Valley. First carry by Glenn is well defended, no gain. Second down, 10 coming. 5.5 to go in this one.
Trying to predict that game next week, you know. We've seen both teams, you know. I think...
Boy, don't even try. I tell you what, I'm at a loss as to thinking what kind of game it might even be, because Giltner can play defense. We're seeing Shelton playing some doggone good defense tonight and some nice sustained drives on offense.
If Shelton can match their size, it might be a ball game.
Giltner tends to score quickly and often. I'd pay to go see that one. We might get to see it for free. I don't know. We'll see what station we end up on next week, but it'll be on one of your Platte River radio stations. Check on PlatteRiverPreps.com, and we'll get it there or listen in to KKPR, KLIQ, KHAS, or ESPN Superstation. We'll get that on the air for you.
Well, unfortunately for us, since it's going to be in Shelton, there won't be any delicious Sitting Bull pizza waiting for us.
You never know. You guys at Sitting Bull, they've delivered to Howells. I'm sure that Shelton is not outside the realm of possibilities, he said, begging, hopefully. Third down and 6. I formation. Everybody's in tight. And the handoff, in fact, it's going to be a quarterback keeper that time. And so Shelton just trying to do what they can to eat some clock here. It's 4:15 to go. They're out front 48-20. Although I think the motor end's probably pretty good, too, in fairness to Shelton.
I don't discriminate against my people. It's all good.
We've been out on the road too long. I get that. Fourth down coming. Shelton probably will go for it here. They're just keeping the clock running. They're taking their time coming to the line of scrimmage. Luke Glenn is still in there. Mueller is the tight end to the left side. Everybody else is in tight. And it'll be a quarterback keeper again. Stopcotty is going to get stopped short at the line of scrimmage. Turnover on downs, and Bertrand will get the ball back. They will not be quite as interested in draining clock, but I think that realism sets in at some point, and they're not going to get 28 points in 4 minutes.
Yeah, you saw three straight runs there by Stopcotty. They had no intentions of trying to maybe even pick up a first down, just wanted to milk every second of that play clock down. You see Bertrand, they might put in some young guys. They might put in all their seniors, get one last hurrah. So this might be it, though, for the Bertrand Vikings, their last offensive.
Dahlgren's wide, shotgun formation, wingman to the right side, and a slot in off the wing to the left in motion. Dahlgren, a halfback option, fires back to the intended for, let's see here, that would be Andy Denail. Halfback pass, not close, but a flag in the backfield, and we'll see what that's all about.
Usually a hold, but you never know. They're trying to talk it over here.
Holding call is against Bertrand. It's been kind of a theme tonight. It has not been, how do I say this? It has not been overt that they've made a mistake every other play. But what you see is that if you hang 82 points on a team 1 week and all of a sudden you've only got three touchdowns now the next week, something is just not clicking on your offense as far as continuity on getting drives and big plays. I mean, they obviously have the players to make a big play.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. We can see that where that it's come from. They just weren't able to put it together tonight, and that's what cost them the game, and that's what Shelton's going to move on and hopefully take on Gilmer next week.
Double wides, double slots. Daniil, or rather, Dahlgren's in motion. Now they go bubble screen across the middle. He's got it to fullback. That's Dahlgren at the 30, 35, 25, 20. All the way in, five, touchdown, Tyler Dahlgren. On the screen across the middle, and there is a long explosive pass, and that's kind of what we thought we would see by both teams up and down the field tonight if it was going to be a track meet. Turned out it's 48-26 now, and Bertrand still down by 22 points.
55-yard completion there for Mike Dahlgren. A little too late, though.
Shotgun formation for the two-point attempt. Quarterback is Ryan Dahlgren this time, and he'll keep it himself and will not get in. Ryan Dahlgren in at quarterback for the two-point conversion doesn't make it. We'll take a half-a-minute timeout. Watch Bertrand kick it off when we come back here. On Classic Hits 98.9, your score, Shelton 48, Bertrand 26.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Bertrand is trying to make this score a little more respectable. They're still down by 48-26. Shelton has had the control, the throttle, almost all night, well, all night long, to be quite honest with you. At halftime, they had a big bulge, and Bertrand scored on one 55-yard run, and that was the extent of their offense. In the meantime, Luke Glenn has had another great night. He's on his way to 250 yards. He's toted the rock, what, 35 times?
Yes, sir. Onside kick here. They're not giving up.
And this time it goes right to Glenn again. Luke Glenn has gotten the last two onside kicks. They should draw a circle around 32 and say, don't go to him if you're the onside kicker for Bertrand. Glenn handled it again flawlessly for Shelton. And they've got a first and 10 set up just inside their territory at the 49-yard line. We're down to 3:17 to go in this one.
A nice trip back to Shelton. The bus drive will be a little bit nicer with this wind.
Maybe a stop for goodies somewhere. Huh? I formation, handoff goes to Glenn again, and he picks his way for a yard or two. It's just amazing how patient he is and gets a lot of ones and twos, and then all of a sudden, pow, we've seen him go 50-plus yards on three separate occasions here tonight. It's second down and nine.
Yeah, that's what he did in the first and second quarter. I mean, just literally 2-3 yards, but they were yards after contact almost every time, just wore him down, and in the second half, boom, 55 yards, boom.
And in the meantime,
yards.
Feeding it to him all that time set up a lot of nice plays for the fullback, Mueller.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Stopcotti had some nice quarterback keepers as well. Deuce backfield, they fake it one way, give it to Mueller, and he's got a big first down inside the 25-yard line. I thought he was going to go all the way, and Ryan Dahlgren reached out and tripped him up. Otherwise, Mueller would have been up on the board for the first time. Despite the fact that he's had a great game, Mueller has not put six on the board yet.
No, and that was a nice 16-yard run, but like you said, it was literally a shoestring away from being a touchdown for Mueller. And Mueller, that 16-yard run puts him at 88 for the game, so almost 100 yards there for Mueller on top of the 226 for Glenn tonight.
Rushing for about 300 yards now between the two of those guys. I formation, Stopcotti's going to keep it. What's Stopcotti have on them? On the ground. He's got a few yards as well. Gets about five that time.
Well, with that five, that'll put him at 94. So
there you go. Almost 400 yards on the ground.
really impressive. This is a three-headed monster, and if they play as well as they did tonight, I think they do have a puncher's chance against Giltner next week, that's for sure. And it'll be at home, so that'll be big too. Under 2 minutes to go here.
Giltner won 66-22 today over Medicine Valley. I formation, second down from the 20-yard line with five to go. Stopcotti's going to keep it again, and he punches forward down close to the first down. He's been just taking that. These quarterback keepers have not been quarterback keepers in the traditional sense. Over half of them have simply been like off tackle sneaks. You might call it an 11 man.
Yep, and that puts him at 99 yards. He's one short right now of 100, and I don't know if they're going to need to even run another play. They could probably just kneel it.
Minute 14 on the clock. That's what they're lined up like they're in the victory formation right now. He's going to drain as much clock as he can, and they're getting prepared to kneel it for three plays here, four if need be. All right, now he's under center. Takes the signal, takes the knee. 52 seconds on the clock. Looks like two more times and we got a ball game here. Shelton will host the semifinal to the state in D2 Monday. I'm guessing Monday night. I'm guessing the earliest would be 6 o'clock, but I think maybe the two athletic directors would just soon have a nice crowd there maybe and make it 7 o'clock on Monday. That would put a 6:30 pregame. Probably on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And hopefully we're there for it. Kneeling down again for the second time with 14 seconds to go. They're not even going to have to do it again. Shelton's faithful on the far sideline getting excited. You might be able to hear him in the background there. And the coach is hugging the players. Nice effort on their part. Bertrand with a nice year. A nice year to end. They were undefeated until just now. Great preliminary game last week, beating Kennesaw, a team that had beaten Shelton. So coming into this, we weren't sure what was going to happen. But here's what did happen. The final score is Bertrand trailing and then losing to Shelton. The Bulldogs 48, the Vikings 26. We'll take a timeout, be back with the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report. A brief one because we're going to pick up bonus coverage from Adams Central and Kearney Catholic in a moment here on Classic Hits 98.9, ClassicHits98.9.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Shelton came to Bertrand and came away with a win. They came in with one loss. Bertrand was undefeated. They both leave with one loss. But the problem for Bertrand, of course, is that this loss comes at the end of the year. They go home. Their season is done after an undefeated regular season and two games into the playoffs. They lose to the Shelton Bulldogs, and Shelton will be hosting the semifinal game. The state semifinal will be at Shelton against Giltner on Monday night. Shelton, exchanged turnovers with Bertrand early in the going, and when they got the ball back after the second turnover, that is, they fumbled it away. Bertrand recovered. Bertrand fumbled it. Shelton recovered and took it in from 35 yards out for the first score. Glenn with a 5-yard TD run on that. It made it 6-0. If you're going to say anything about Shelton tonight, maybe it's that they weren't perfect on two-point conversions, but they were perfect enough from six-point land to hang 48 points plus about 3 2-point conversions on Bertrand tonight. 50-yard drive, top by Stopcotti. The quarterback, Clayton Stopcotti, with a 1-yard sneak, made it 12-0. Then it was Bertrand answering with a 52-yard run by Ryan Dahlgren, made it 14-6. And at that point, we thought, well, maybe Bertrand's waking up. But Shelton was not to be stopped. In fact, they had drives ensuing, 75 and 50 and 30 yards long, and they took a lead of 28-6 into halftime. Coming back out, Stopcotti scored a couple of more times, as did Glenn, on spectacular runs, putting him close to 250 yards on the night. Stopcotti with 4 touchdowns, Glenn with 3 touchdowns. One touchdown was a pass, so that accounted for a lot of points on the board, way too many for Bertrand to overcome, and Shelton now will face an offensive powerhouse in Giltner that hung 66-22 win over Medicine Valley earlier today. Jeff Babel alongside here in the Misco Sporting News postgame report with some statistics. By the way, get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games that you play. Jeff?
Let's start with Bertrand since their season's over. Let's get them out of the way here. Bertrand did well in the second half. They finished with 302 total yards, so nearly doubled their offensive production in the second half. Led by Ryan Dahlgren on the ground, 15 carries, 102 yards. His brother Tyler had 12 carries for 66 yards, and then Nick High, the quarterback, 5 carries for 33 yards. It's 201 total rushing yards, 101 through the air for Bertrand, 96 from Nick High. He was 4 of 15 passing, so a little rough there for Bertrand. They had that 5-yard fake punt pass as well. That is what put him over 101 passing yards, 302 for the score. Only had one turnover, that fumble early in the game. And then, let's see, looks like Dahlgren had 3 scores, like you said. So not a bad game there for Bertrand, but just wasn't enough to get him over the hump and get him in the state semifinals. Switching over to Shelton real quick. They pretty much dominated, Luke Glenn. 35 carries for 226 yards. Dave Mueller, 9 carries, 88 yards. That's a heck of an average right there. And then Clayton Stopcotti was 16 carries for 99 yards. 4 scores for him. Luke Glenn, again, had 3 scores. Hawks had that 1 catch for 23 yards. Mueller had 4 catches for 33 yards. Stopcotti threw it around 8 completions on 10 throws, so that's a pretty good percentage there for 71 yards. So 413 rushing yards between Glenn Mueller and Stopcotti, 71 through the air, so 484 yards of total offense for Shelton, but 413 rushing, Craig. That's a lot.
That is a lot, and it's the thing of it is the kind of season that Shelton had. It's about average. It's about a day at the office for Shelton. They ran their game, and they came out with this 48-26 win. Bertrand, this only goes to show you that if you say, well, Team A beat Team B and Team B beat Team C, therefore Team A should beat Team C,
right,
it didn't happen, because what happened was Shelton lost to Kennesaw. Kennesaw lost to Bertrand, and now Bertrand loses to Shelton. So, you know, what are you going to do? Stopcotti had 4 TDs. Glenn had 3. 7 touchdowns scored by the Shelton Bulldogs, and again, they'll be hosting Giltner on Monday. Click on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll let you know what station it's going to be on. My guess is it's going to be on the Breeze 94.5 FM on Monday night, but it could be here on 98.9. All of it works out, folks, as to who's playing when, because there's such variables during playoffs on how the athletic directors schedule that based on convenience of getting their crowds there and convenience on travel and things like that. But with Shelton and Giltner being relatively close together, I'm gonna say it may be close to a regular evening kickoff. Would be about 7 o'clock, probably.
Yep, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and that'll be a great game too. Should be. Catch.
Gonna be fun. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to wrap it here. You've been listening to the Misco Sporting Goods short post-game wrap-up. We'll have another one coming up after the bonus coverage on Classic Hits 98.9 right here. We're going to switch over to Jimmy Purcell and Mike Will, our KHAS broadcast team, on ESPN tonight with Adam Central and Kearney Catholic. And let's go to that right now. You've been listening to the D2 quarterfinals. The final score again, 48-26. Bertrand ends their season. Shelton moves on. Have a good night.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its products.